We're going. We're doing it live. Those guys are outside smoking.
Smoking each other's souls.
Smoking. If y'all need me, I'll be outside taking about 1 to 9 breaks. Got about 9 breaks scheduled every 8 minutes. We'll take a break so I go outside, bum a cigarette, and then pretend like I don't smoke. Maybe.
Yo, so I gotta ask you something.
Feel free, dude. Fire away.
What is your fucking deal with texting?
What do you mean, what's my deal with texting?
How in the fuck are you supposed to have a conversation through text?
Oh, I hate talking on the phone, Wes. You know that. You've known that for as long as you've known me. I hate talking on the phone. Because I can talk anything you need to say, we can say through text.
No, the fuck you can't. Were you going to write a goddamn paragraph?
Yeah.
Are we podcasters or are we fucking pen pals? Which one are we, bitch? What are we here?
I guess we're pen pals. If we're being real, now that I realize it, I don't talk to any of my friends. I can't. Dude, if this was Pioneer Times, I would live down the street and none of you guys would know I was dead till the newspaper came out and I popped up in the recent desk. And then it would only be because of the smell, not because anyone ever fucking found out.
It's funny. I got a 2-text limit.
Do you really?
Fuck yeah. If I can't get that shit through and through, I'm old school, dog.
Man, you're going to have to start. You're going to have to change your life if you want to talk to me. No, because people call and I'm always like, all right, I'm real busy. That's not true. I'll always respond with a text message.
I'll like I was saying about hey, Kenny, I know up? You see your goddamn phone, motherfucker. I always think your voicemail is going to come up. You don't have it set up. And Kenny's voicemail.
I've never had Kenny, my voicemail set up.
Okay. For the little amount of time that I've talked to you guys on the phone,
there we go.
You guys are, if I hit the favorites on my phone, you and Kenny pop up right underneath my wife and children.
Yeah, you're welcome.
If that tells you how many people I call.
I feel honored.
But
I feel honored always, that I made the cut.
I always just, whenever Kenny, I just leave him that message like, call me, motherfucker.
You know he's not going to. I didn't bother with him this week because I knew he was on vacation. But like, there'll be weeks like where I work with Kenny, and like I see he has a I see what he does because he has that watch, right? Yeah. So like, I'll hit him up and be like, "Hey, man, what's up?" Nothing. And then like, but it's really funny because like I'll see him at work and like we'll be talking, and then I'll see his watch light up, he'll look down at it, and then look back up at me, and I'm kind of like, "Well, as long as he treats everybody like that,
you can't say
I
shit.
Don't take that shit personally." I'll never tell. I'm like, all right, cool. I guess he's busy. But when I'm at work looking at him dead in his face.
I really only wanted to tell you guys how many people have been hitting me up about the podcast.
Dude, that makes me so fucking happy.
That's it.
All it's done is like picked up steam. Everybody's been super positive about it. It's great. It's the best. It's kind of like when we played in bands and stuff. Like as many people listening, as many people as possible. That's what's good.
I had breakfast with Lucero yesterday. And
the
didn't
band?
Even know the guitar player.
Oh, really? Again? This is the second Lucero running you had where you're like,
and he's sitting there talking, though.
I don't know who you are, man.
He's talking to me about traditional tattoos the whole time, and he's got all these books that I've got. And
does he tattoo or just likes it?
He's covered in tattoos. He's got all just a massive collection of badass tattoos. And he's talking, was it Mark or Greg, the guitar player?
Dude, I don't know. Okay. I'm familiar with their music, but I've never been like huge on it.
But
I know everybody here fucking loves them.
He was talking about it, so I was like, so do you do tattoos? And he was like, no, I'm with the band. And then we're sitting there talking, so.
So how did you, where were you at when he came in? Were you at the shop?
My buddy Jim does their tour, he's their tour manager.
Okay.
He also, when I told him one of the podcasts I was on was Through Being Cool, he said something about a band that sings a song.
There's a band called Saves the Day. They have an album called Through.
He was
cool.
Their tour manager.
No shit.
Yes.
Small fucking world. There's a dog.
But where was I? Oh yeah. So we're sitting there and I was like, so what do you, I was like,
so
basically
deal,
asked
man?
Him if he did merch for their band or something. He was like, dude, I play the guitar. I was like, well, motherfucker, I didn't know.
Like, I didn't even fucking get to tell me that.
I'm like, bitch, I listen to fucking.
But see,
hip-hop.
That's cool. He didn't like introduce himself as like, hey, I'm blah blah. I'm
dude. He didn't give a fuck.
I'm blank from Lucero because I'd have been like, it's kind of a shitty way to introduce yourself, no matter who you are.
He
unless
didn't
you're
fucking,
like fucking Ozzy Osbourne, like people are gonna like, I'm in a band. You're like, what band? They're gonna ask you.
Dude, the Osbournes was the best reality
dude,
TV
fucking,
show.
I love
ever.
That show. I didn't know for years that there was a second daughter that was just like opted out. She's like, yeah. I don't want to be a part of this.
Was it a daughter or a son?
It was a daughter.
Okay.
It was like the oldest daughter who was like, I'm not fucking dealing with this shit. I'm not going to be a part of this. Think about that, having a camera follow you around on like your daily.
We're going to do a fucking whole podcast before these cops
I don't give
get in
a
here.
Fuck. I don't give a shit. Through Being Cool podcast. It's Wes and Patrick this week. Nick's outside, not claiming that he smokes cigarettes. And Kenny's outside, giving Nick cigarettes. Nah, man, I don't fucking, whatever. It's been a week.
Yeah, that show was fucking crazy, though. They're throwing rocks in the neighbor's yard and...
like, this is slowly turning into, like, remember that thing from the 90s podcast? Are we a 90s podcast? You guys last week were fucking killing me. You fucking... Okay, so I'm in my car, like, stuck in traffic on the way home from work, and I'm like, all right, I'm listening to the new show. I got an hour to kill. I want to hear it. And fucking... Butterfly starts coming in, and I was like, I leave these motherfuckers alone for 1 week, and then everybody's talking like how much they hated that song, and then you going, that's a good fucking song.
It's really not a bad song.
My ass off. I have to disagree. I don't think it's a very good song, but if you hear that song, you immediately recognize
motherfucker, you can sing the words.
I mean, that doesn't make it good. I know the words of lots of songs that aren't very good. Oh, look who it is. If it isn't Kenneth Torres. Oh, man.
And Big Dick Nick.
Big Dick Nick. Kenneth Torres. Wes. What do we... did we have pod associations? Was I... you were... who's pod god? Was that...
I think that's you.
That'd be me. Who else would be the god, son?
Oh, my God.
Kenny's the pod father.
Nick's on break again, everybody. Nick's on break.
Break.
Turn that just in the middle. Now, Kenny, talking to it?
Can you hear me?
Talking to it.
I am.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
You sound good.
Is it all right?
It's good.
All right.
Hey, you guys wanna take a second to say congratulations to some people?
Okay.
A longtime listener, Nikki and John, got married.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fucking congrats.
Lance and his lady, Sweaty Charles, and his wife, who's a doctor who works at Walgreens.
I thought you called his lady Sweaty Charles.
No,
congratulations needed.
No, he's Sweaty Charles. Lance and his wife, or Lance and his girlfriend, got married.
Congratulations,
so that's
Lance.
Two people and Sweaty Charles.
Yeah, whenever that dude come in and he mad, you know, just get down on your knees and suck his dick. He'll be like, girl, you ain't never done
it. And then,
little marriage counseling from Wes.
And then our buddy Nick may or may not have gotten married on the down low secret. I don't mean to blow up his spot, so congratulations to him as well. Not this one.
No.
Our friend Nick from Utah, yeah.
Not big Nick.
Utah.
Yeah. I was just going to give these motherfuckers advice on how to stay married and happy, you know.
What's your advice? Suck that dick. Eat that puss.
Yeah.
Oh, I did want to go ahead and print a retraction.
Mm-hmm.
Our good buddy Joe.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I wanted to go ahead and print that. I looked it up, Joe. Your English teacher of a wife is she an English law?
Fine as a motherfucker.
Teacher.
What are we talking about?
She was right. Paragraph structure sucks.
Sorry,
I said fuck you and fuck you.
Actually, you want to go ahead and settle that beef right now?
I thought I just did.
You did, but he sent an email. You want to read it real quick?
I do want to read that.
All right.
I forgot that we haven't read this
email. What are we doing? We're going to just break off into the email?
We'll do an email real quick. This one's from Joe.
I want to do some trivia today.
We could totally do some trivia. You want to do emails real quick?
Phone. Yeah, let's do
Sweet.
Emails. And then...
All right, so.
I love trivia.
This is from Joe. He says, sorry, I haven't written a couple weeks, but differential equations. Nope, already read that one. All right, let's go back. Let's you do trivia while I find this email.
Well, I was counting on this email for a bumper.
Nope.
You two are like a couple of goddamn monkeys fucking a football.
You pull up the trivia.
Let's go with 200 fun trivial questions and answers from buzznigeria.com.
Did it hit you up trying to get money? That's Nigerian.
Give me all your money, mother sucker.
Mother sucker. All right. Let's go with this. We're going to point this one at Nick.
Straight into it. Trivia.
Straight into it. Trivia. We don't have a theme song.
I love trivia.
Trivia.
Nick, how long have you been awake?
About 5 minutes.
Speaking of a game show, that was one of my notes that I had for fucking Pathew over here.
Yeah?
What?
What was it? Just a game show? One of my notes.
No, it's
just
like
said,
reasons why
show.
He should answer the fucking phone when I call. Like, oof. If I was slapped.
Oh, he doesn't answer.
If I was.
He gets mad when people don't.
I started
answer
to say if I was
phone,
slapped.
No, not
was,
anymore. I was about to. Okay, first off, Kenny, you are in no position
car
to comment on people's phone behaviors.
Oh, I wasn't talking down to you.
Okay.
I was just saying you.
But I was also thinking, like, what if you was my motherfucking phone a friend?
No. I think the only time that you've ever called me has been in emergencies.
Even then, I just send a text that says SOS. I try not to bother with phone calls.
And it's never. It's like, oh my God, I lost my shoe. Did I leave it at your house?
SOS.
I think three times you've called me.
I think I called you when the electricity got turned out at our house.
Uh-huh.
I think I called you when the internet.
I forgot to pay the bill.
I think that called you
because I didn't have the money.
I think I called you when the internet got turned off at the house.
I'm very disappointed in you.
I gave you the money last week. Mostly, right. It was Tristan pacing back and forth during the day, going, "I can't find anything in my room." And I was like, "Because you got fucking blackout curtains and the shit pulled, man. It's fucking 2:30. Open the window."
One time, your phone or your car, broke.
Oh yeah, I need a ride to get a new battery. So in the 10 years I've known Nick, I think I've called him 3 times.
Yeah, it's not. But I always know to answer.
You never answer, so it's consistent.
Yeah, I'm a bad friend.
I'm high as a motherfucker. I just want to set that out.
Wes leaves for 2 minutes, comes back and goes, "Man, you remember the Osbournes?"
All right, do we want to read email or do we want to do
trivia? I got the email trivia. Pulled up. What do you want to do first? Email. Do you want to do email first? Yeah. All right, so this is from Joe.
What the fuck is trivia?
Who's trivia?
What is trivia?
What questions and answers?
What are you gonna do? A history lesson in this bitch? Got my goddamn pen pal over here.
He called me his pen pal because I don't do phone calls.
He's like, 3 out of 4 people want to do trivia.
I'm dead. Hey,
we're doing fucking trivia, Wes.
Listen, you're the pod father.
Hey, you're the pod god, though.
I'm the cast daddy.
The father of the
cast
daddy. That's what I call it. Daddy.
Cast daddy. All right, so let's do that email real quick. This is from Joe. It says, "Merry Christmas. It was good to hear T-Dog again.
Merry Christmas.
Pat, Nick, Kenny, and Wes, I have to tell you, these last two episodes were an audible clusterfuck in a good way, of course. So maybe more like an ear orgy. You guys bukkakied in my ears. It didn't help that there were 5 of you at one time, so it was like listening to 3 podcasts at once. 3 very confusing, very misinformed, naturally ugly podcasts. It was spectacular. I wanted to go out
fucking intermediate level.
Said, I'm going to try to get a few friends to listen to this, so if you could shout them out, that'd be nice. So Tom, Neely, Chris, Matt, Ray, Tyler. I'd like to apologize ahead of time, but hopefully you'll find this entertaining.
Is that one person's name?
No, there's commas. They're all hyphens. Yes, it's one name. Let's see here. On a note, I'm sorry that my paragraph length was not up to standards with Kenny. I was unaware that the Through Being Cool podcast had a particular style guide to those that were writing in. Which one of those that you guys follow? Is it Chicago APA dipshit?
Is this from fucking R.R. Martin?
It
seems there is no rule pertaining to the length of a paragraph unless it is a scholarly or journalistic writing. Again, I might be out on a limb here and making assumptions, but I'd like to take a wild guess that it does not qualify as either one of those. Seems that what you were taught in school is what English teachers tell their little crumb snatchers because they don't trust children to use paragraph length judiciously. So about the paragraph length, you go fuck you. Okay? that's from Joe. So thank you. His wife, who is an English major, went ahead and validated that there is no such guideline.
Here's what I think about that. I can't believe that worked so perfectly.
Oh, man. Also, he wanted to thank us for ruining Creed for him because I kept sending him links to the... I played the Marlins Will Soar song.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah.
And apparently, a lot of people didn't know about that, so you guys are fucking welcome.
I didn't know about that either. I thought that was Pearl Jam.
No.
When I was listening to it, no, I was like...
I'll be right back. I got to go take a stap.
No. No, Scott Stapp wrote a song called We Will Soar, and then the Florida Marlins were like, "Hey, man, do you want to write us a song?" And he went, "I got you, boy."
And he wrote that one?
He changed the lyrics to make it
about
baseball.
It's really rough.
Yeah, that's fucking incredible.
That's fucking funny, man.
Yeah. It's an anthem. Yeah, it's a baseball
it's
anthem.
You want to see his stand-up special? Watch that fucking celebrity couples therapy on VH1. That's that fucking that shit is hilarious.
Really have you guys seen Scott Stapp's new hour?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. It's
him and Dr. Therapy. Him and Dr. Drew.
I fucking loved how you guys couldn't figure out if Shifty Shellshock was dead or not. I was telling Wes, I was in my car driving home from work, and
fuck the internet.
I was listening to the episode, and you guys opened up with Butterfly, and I was like, these motherfuckers, like, I'm gone.
we fucking ruin it.
I'm gone for 1 week, and then you guys were like, that song, it's a bad song, I hate it, and Wes underneath you guys, nah, man, that's a badass song.
I thought about that like 4 times this week. Wes is like, man,
that's
a jam.
Me and Nick have joked about it before. Like, I don't think Wes is able to find the negativity in things. I think you only look at the positives.
Dude, I run so much, it's done. I don't have anything.
Did you guys see the Asian guy running through the neighborhood?
No.
He might up you on your calf game, man. Those things were tight.
Oh, let's air your grievances really quickly.
Oh, that was it. Just the fact that I'm gone for a week and you guys talk and listen to Butterfly. Yeah. And then also,
I thought you had real fucking grievances.
Don't you dare listen to Crazy Town when I'm not there.
I like the impressions again. Thanks for nailing that. There we go. I'm gone for a couple days. Wes calls me a faggot, so thanks for that.
Doesn't take long.
No, this is like, you guys, and then, all right, first off, you guys spent whole fucking, like, 2 minutes berating me for reading an old clown story, which wasn't a new clown story.
You just spent a whole 10 minutes reading a fucking email.
And then the whole fucking episode is, what would you do to a clown? And it goes from, I'd fuck him, but not if you had a machete.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with no machete. You do think about those motherfuckers though when you step outside now, because it's like
I've never.
I'm still not when I stepped outside. Still not concerned. There was a video I saw on the internet, like these guys driving down a country road, like there's nothing but corn on both sides, and there's just a clown standing in the middle of the road. I know, but still, and the guy was like, "No, man, I ain't fucking with this right now. I can't be doing this right now." I love it. I love. Yeah, all
I'm
this
sure
clown
it's
shit.
Like everybody's staging shit, and then it's like, can you believe that fucking happened? Like the dude fighting Ronald McDonald. Did you see that?
McDonald? Did you have to look me dead in my eye when you said Ronald McDonald like that, Kenny?
Yeah, that's true. Pat's been slinging burgers since burgers was burgers.
You want to do trivia?
Yeah, I guess so. So those are all your grievances.
That's pretty much it.
All right. Well, give me some intro music. Somebody sing something.
It's nice to you.
It's time for trivia.
The shortest, shittiest intro.
Wes, get in there. Do a trivia song.
I'm famous for my...
One was coming, but Nick ruined it. I had one. Nick ruined it.
All right, so I'll go with the first question here.
Don't look at the answers, Wes.
What continent has the fewest flowering plants?
Antarctica.
Did you buzz in, you cocksucker? That's correct, Nick. Nick's on the board with 1 point.
I told you, I love trivia.
He ate some fucking Smarties for brain food. That's what they used to do in elementary school. They'd be like,
Smarties?
They'd be like, this is called brain food. It was always
fat
teachers.
It was always the fat teacher.
Get that brain food, motherfucker.
Fuck omega-3s. I love sugar.
Put that in my system.
Gets me snapping real fast.
Can we talk about fat teachers real quick?
Yes. We're going to take a quick commercial break. This trivia brought to you by fat teachers.
I told Nick this story. I want to see the look on Kenny's face when I tell it. In my eighth grade English teacher, she was a very, very fat woman. And she got pregnant.
She's a great big fat person.
No. She was like super
great
fat.
Big old fat person.
And she got pregnant.
You couldn't tell?
No, you couldn't. Nobody knew for months.
Are you serious?
She was pregnant. Nobody.
She's like, I'm 12 months pregnant. And they're like, oh yeah, you're starting to show.
Nobody knew, and then Pat got mad and punched her in the stomach. I'm pregnant.
Nobody knew she was pregnant until she missed school for a couple weeks. We couldn't figure out why. It turns out that she slept on her stomach and killed the baby.
God damn it. God damn it. I hate that this much.
So, speaking of good moms,
she drowned that motherfucker in fat cells.
You're listening to Ira and the Douche.
Oh man!
All right.
Ironically,
welcome back to trivia.
Welcome to church, motherfuckers. It's Sunday.
Just in time for round two.
This question's worth 2 points.
All right.
2 points.
No one's keeping score. We're just going to lie about it. Go ahead.
Right. All right. Here we go. What country saw a world record 315 million voters turn out for elections on May 20th, 1991? And the clock starts.
What country?
Iraq.
What country?
No.
Not Iraq.
I'd like to buzz in.
Buzz.
Egypt.
Not Egypt.
I didn't know. West.
Brazil.
1991.
1991?
Oh, yeah. Not like 2001.
Can you give me a continent clue?
It's a country. It's in Asia.
Ooh, Russia.
Thailand.
Russia's not in Asia.
Vietnam.
Yes, it is.
I thought it was in Europe.
Yeah,
no.
India.
Russia's in Asia.
It is in India.
You're Asia.
Russia's not in India.
No, India's the correct answer.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Is Russia really in Asia?
Yeah, man. Look at the map.
Got 3 points.
Yeah. I don't fucking know maps.
I've always said that about you. Kenny, yeah. Not a cartographer.
He's not quite.
And Nick's on break.
And
we this got, yeah. The Globe out the other night and was like talking about.
This podcast brought to you by The Globe.
World War II. And my
and
dad
World War II.
Was showing me all the fucked up places that my granddad and
did
uncle
fucked your mom.
Show me the fuck. Ah, oh, I brought there up that is. Good Globe. Right.
Are they color coded?
I did see my dad mount my
because
mom
I know that Russia time. Exists.
Hold on, hold on a second. Hold on. No, no, no. Everything right needs to stop. What did you just say?
I saw him mount her. Like,
what?
Wait, wait. You saw your dad. I've only
you saw
ever
your dad fuck Adolf Hitler.
You saw your dad enter your mother?
He's saying my mom was dressed like Hitler.
Yeah.
Nine! That dick is nine! Nine!
You ain't never walked in on your parents?
Never walked in. I've heard it. My parents were loud, man. You didn't have to walk in.
My parents were a couple of good Christians when I caught them. They had the sheet pulled all the way over their heads. And shit. They must have heard their door. Think back, they must have heard their door creak.
Were you just like, looks like two ghosts are fucking each other right in that bed?
Mom, wait, wait,
so you saw her like climb over and onto your dad's
nah, they hole? Had to have been from he had to be behind her.
You jump oh on your dad, God. You're like, stop hurting her. Get the fuck off her.
So I had hear my saying, I had sex. I knew enough at that point. I was like 10 or 11.
You guys been
enough.
Watching WWF.
I just shut the door and went
figure
upstairs
four,
and peed.
Mom, figure four.
Put him in the cross face. Right. Benoit, that bitch, Dad.
If mom, he's got her on the ropes.
I want you guys
to,
if mom, if anybody in my family ever heard that I just said that, they'll probably never talk to me again in all my life.
Oh, hold on a second. It's been 15 minutes. Hey, Wes, you ever fucked one of your kids?
That's another one of the things. Everybody that's listening new, they've been asking me about old shit. I don't even remember what y'all were talking about earlier.
Trivia?
No, the pair.
Nick's
the
got
email
3 points.
The what?
I don't even remember the email.
That's an email.
I don't remember the dude writing a real long email.
Oh, because you weren't here for that.
Oh, okay.
It was right. It was after you left. It was just the three.
Oh, I thought you were talking about just now today. Oh, you didn't remember that we had done that.
He ain't gonna email you.
Wes lives his life in 5 minute increments of amnesia.
Yeah. Where are we at? Oh, yeah, we're still in Nick.
How'd cool. I get here?
We're still in the Matrix.
There is no spoon.
No, Wes says that people have been coming up to him, telling them they're listening to the show now. So,
yeah,
leave a 5-star review in iTunes.
I've got a real raging shoner. It means I really like the show.
You got a boner for the show,
shoner.
#shoner.
I got messages about when Walt and you went off about vegans one time, and he was like, "I would never date a fucking girl that would ever." Convert me to be a vegan.
I'm going to be honest with you. That's the most on point, not joking aside, impression that you do.
I'm good.
That's what he sounds
like. Your John F. Kennedy is okay.
But your Walt's on point.
So I got the email and I was like, man, you remember, because, you know, me and Walt's been kicking it at the shop a little bit. But I was like, so you remember saying all that stuff? And he's like, yeah, yeah, but.
No,
you know,
how does
he
sound? Say it again.
I'm not a vegetarian. Because of my girlfriend or whatever. Then Andy was in the shop, and then they realized
our
that Andy
just tastes like spinach.
Andy's the one that was filling me in. And
that's not bad. Pat's face made that look bad. Spinach is good.
Yeah, but it's green and weird.
Yo, you go down, you go eat a pussy that's tasting like spinach.
Yeah, man, I think gross. If pussy tasted like anything but pussy, you'd be like, oh, this is gross.
Yeah.
Even if you love that flavor.
Yeah.
It's like, I love barbecue.
Like you ain't ever licked it and tasted a little pee-pee before.
I mean, I'm sure that I have, but I wasn't like, that's piss. I was probably just like, oh, I guess she's just extra wet. That's what I think.
Okay, so before like the... Piss. But before they were the question, in the shop.
We're on you, baby.
That ain't piss.
They were in the shop. That's squirt. Busting his balls about that vegan shit. And then he was finally like, he just gave up. He's like, yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, you did. It did happen. I guess I am kind of a vegetarian because I was like...
Kind of a vegetarian?
Man, it don't fucking matter. You can change your mind week to week.
He's a vegetarian.
Yeah,
I'm wearing JNCOs tomorrow. I'll never wear them again.
Changed my mind already. Not wearing JNCOs tomorrow.
Trivia. Trivia my ass up.
Question number
Trivia
3.
Trivia my balls off.
My ass my balls off. Question number 3.
Gotcha.
This question also worth... 1 point.
Oh, fuck.
I'm
never going
to
win.
Oh, dang. Week. CVS is calling me to tell me my fucking blood pressure medicine is good.
You sure it's not Lance's wife telling her thanks for the congratulations?
She's like, hey, yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah, we make the joke that she went to the University of Walgreens. Didn't That's go over that well. We should probably stop doing that.
Huh?
That's why your face gets beat red because
no,
you
No, my face
your
gets
medication.
Beat red because I'm claustrophobic. And so since
this
we have to like sit.
Room?
Yeah, but
this
like
room
this
room is close. This room is close.
It's a tiny room.
Hello. Question number 3. I don't know why You don't have to hold the microphone. You can put the microphone down.
You're listening to. This is uncomfortable.
What's the ballet term for a 360-degree turn?
Pirouette. On...
Nick, you didn't buzz in. we're going to give that to you anyway. Judges.
Was that right?
Yes.
That's oh, my correct. God. Why am I so good at this?
Nick's got 4 points. The rest of you... are doing terrible.
Fucking sun shines on a dog's ass some days.
Even a blind kid makes a free throw every now and then.
Clock is right twice a day. Broken clock's right twice a day.
Even a retard can wipe his own ass. That's just a saying I'm going to try to start.
Made that up. I feel like you.
Why are you putting me down? Why can't I be good at trivia?
Even a gay dude likes titties. I don't know. Yeah.
Are we going again?
Even lesbians use dildos shaped like cocks. They do, which I don't understand. I'd like to talk about that for a second.
Not always. They've got the ones that are just.
But I get
like
weird.
Fucking,
I don't understand when a lesbian's like, I want to get railed. I'm like, cool, man. Insertion. That's. I bet that feels good. But why get one shaped like a dick?
Taking on the tough topics.
Yeah.
You're listening to Through Being Cool.
I want Wes's thoughts on that.
On what?
When a lesbian uses a
this
dildo.
This podcast brought to you by lesbian dildos.
Whatever the fuck you want up there.
La dildos. Dildos for lesbians.
Of a fucking, I saw a picture on the internet of a fucking corn cob wrapped in saran wrap. And some dude posted from San Francisco.
That was, I posted it.
Someone was getting fucked up the ass with that corn cob. Use whatever the fuck you want.
Is it rude to call a vibrator a dyke spike?
Yep.
Not in this.
That is a good question, though. Why if lesbians are lesbians, why would they want a penis?
Because they don't want to commit anything to 100%. They don't want to speak in absolutes, and I appreciate and value that.
You put that fucking double ender
like
in.
That up.
I'm trying to win
yeah.
over, yes, trying to win over yes. the lesbians. I think I offended by using the word dyke, so I'm trying to win them back with this. hey, guys.
You were talking about...
I understand.
You're talking about spill cleanup, right?
Mm-hmm. Question number
dyke
5.
Dyke off the area.
No, this is question number 4.
Okay. No, it's 5.
No, Nick's got 3 right. He's got 4
Fuck.
Points. Question number 2 was worth... 2 points.
I'm not a math guy. Wes, we got to pick it up. Can me and Wes be on a team versus
Nick? You're not a math
Nick?
Magician.
Can I use the internet?
Nick's so confident in this that he's going to sit this question out.
and me and Wes are on the same team, so no matter what.
No, I'm not.
We're winning.
No, he's not sitting this question out. Judges, they'll allow it.
I'm starting to think that these judges are on Nick's side. I'm starting to think these judges are just you.
Let's wait for the entire question to be asked. we're gonna wait for the entire question to be asked this time. Who averaged 1 patent for every 3 weeks of his life?
Buzz. Tesla.
Tesla, no. Wes can read.
I'm going to argue that. Okay, no. Because of what I know about history, Edison had a person who worked in the patent office who would then take Tesla's patents and change them to Edison's. That's a fact.
Were you there?
Yeah. I swear to God, you can ask my mom.
That sounds like something made up on the internet.
Look it up, motherfucker!
On the internet?
Yeah. Where are you getting these questions from? So how do we know they're validated?
The internet. He's making great points. I'm the quiz master. You're going to shut the fuck
true.
Up now.
It is true what he said, but yes. It is
no,
true.
No, I've heard that. I'm not going to say it's true or not because it's history. None of that shit's probably true.
It's another one of
those
things.
That's the thing
like,
that you just said. That's history.
Listen,
none of it's probably true.
Dude, how much has history changed since we've been
history's
alive?
Written by the winners.
I know 2 people that care less than me. One of them is Tesla and the other is Edison.
What about Elon Musk?
He may care.
He may care.
I don't know.
Modern day Iron Man.
All I know is I'm really happy that Columbus Day is no longer a real holiday and I have to work tomorrow. So
I think everybody can suck Christopher Columbus's fucking cock. That's what I think.
Everybody did against their will, which is why they're celebrating the day anymore.
That's what rape is.
He was a piece of shit.
Everybody, it's like, yeah, it was like, we would totally
we're
going to
take a quick commercial break.
More like Christopher Cahump us against our will. Am I right, guys? Rapist.
Maybe.
Judges? They're going to let that go. That's
they're
a good
allowing
joke.
That.
I like that shit. Conquer it. Fuck it. Conquer everything.
Conquer the
go
Indian.
To the, go to the 20th question.
Go to the 20th
Be
question.
Be brave. Rape shit. Right. Wes.
I got
to
cover it up from Wes here. Question number 5.
All right.
No.
Nope.
Yes.
It is.
It's question number 5.
Judges, it's question number 5.
They'll allow it. What laundry?
How many of these are we going to do?
Who cares?
Question number 5. What laundry detergent got lots of mileage out of the ad line, ring around the collar and go?
Tide?
Not buzzing in. Just doesn't know how game shows
no,
work.
No, not at all.
Where's my
all.
Buzzer?
Don't pat the table. Just go, brr, just make a noise.
Everybody fart. Download brr. Kenny's app. Brr, 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 brr. Everybody start snuggle, hugging.
Huggies.
Diapers. Snuggle.
Sometimes I confuse.
Or either one of those answers, right?
No.
I don't know laundry detergents.
Go ahead. Extra? Is that our laundry detergent?
Probably
an
extra. From.
I don't know, man. I don't fucking.
Is it Tide? Everybody good?
Is it Tide? Is it Clorox?
No.
I went to a Days of Our Lives softball game one time, sponsored by Tide.
What?
Watch the stars of Days of Our Lives play softball.
Did you watch?
What?
Why did you go to that?
Just what?
Was that? Were you on drugs?
Who did you go
I
with?
Was a tiny Tide.
How many hot moms were there?
All of them. They wanted that free detergent.
Dude, I'll tell you what.
They wanted that free. They didn't give a fuck about Days of Our Lives. They wanted
detergent.
Free detergent.
So.
It's like a dollar for a gallon.
I'm drawing a blank on all the extra kinds of fucking detergent other than Tide.
Tide.
That's all I can think of.
Bounty?
Bounty? Was it Bounty?
It's not Bounty.
Are there
That's the
ones?
Quicker Picker Upper Bounty.
That's a paper fucking towel.
Harmony.
Number one. That's ring around the collar, Bounty. Just line your collar with
it's
some
paper towels. It's not Snuggle or Huggy Bear.
Paper towels.
We got back from the barbershop. He has no money to buy the little fucking neck wrap.
Name two companies that don't make detergent.
It's Whisk.
The fuck is a whisk?
It's a thing that you mix cake batter with, and also a detergent
fuck whisk.
That gets rid of ring around the collar.
That's that generic ass shit.
I hate
this.
It.
This next question brought to you by Whisk.
Oh fuck!
Yeah.
Pissing off the sponsors.
I know.
That's another thing, man. What the fuck? And I, what if I was calling you to tell you I had you a goddamn sponsor?
We do. Carter's Tattoo. Come on in.
Carter's Tattoo.
$50 minimum, whatever you want. like, that's the special. You get a $50 minimum.
Whatever.
Carter's Tattoo.
Sponsored by Carter's Tattoo.
Farters.
Come get you some. What are you?
Now I feel like I'm just making fun of Wes's name.
I was trying to get. Cole kept talking about wanting to be a porn star one weekend.
Like, seriously?
Yeah. As much as Cole's serious about things.
Right.
And I was just kind of like, dude, there's a market for that. We'll call it Carter's Pink. And we'll film it right here in the shop. And we won't tell Wes. And we'll see how much money we can make. Girls will come in and be like, I want to get tattooed on my pussy. And then Cole's like,
and he already blows his load.
I couldn't watch a porno being made. I would come in my pants. I would literally blow in my fucking underwear.
Would you really?
If I didn't have on underwear, it would go all down my leg and my shorts.
If like, I didn't have on underwear, I'm just like,
now I'm just explaining the logistics of semen out of my cock. If I wasn't wearing pants, it'd be on my leg. If I wasn't wearing underpants or pants, it'd be on the floor.
If I was sitting on the sink, it would probably be on the sink.
Pat said, would you really?
Would you really? Come in your pants?
I would come. I would leak pre-cum.
Could you be in a porno?
I would come in your face and in your ass.
No,
I'd be swinging my
dick.
I'd
have a bigger dick than I've got
ass.
For that.
Yeah, so, dude, I could be in the extra medium category.
Yeah, like, yeah, let's. It's like a disgraced dude porno.
I would just kind of be like.
So what I would say, so is, small.
Is cuckolding?
It would be a cuckold.
Yeah, still, man, that shit makes me so fucking.
Somebody fuck.
How is that a thing? Who likes that?
I have no idea. It's
Everybody's got
disgusting.
A thing, man. I'm just glad mine.
Watch
cool
this
tits.
Dude fuck
yeah,
my wife.
Cool tits, bro.
Yeah. Dude, I saw the
some
one,
chicks are cool.
The one cuckold that I made it through was fucking. I've talked about it.
You like podcast. It? You like cuckold porn?
Fuck no.
Oh.
I hate it.
You didn't say it was great then. What did
no,
you just say
I
it was?
Hate it. It's when that motherfucker, that black dude was fucking that dude's wife and he was like, the dude finally got into it. And
remember the one you made me watch where
no,
he was like, oh babe, I want to see him come on you, and she's like, we got other plans, and then she holds his head, and you just see dude unload in his mouth.
Remember the
and
unwanted
I came
threesome?
And I was like, oh,
I hate it, but I love it. Why am I coming?
Do you guys remember the unwanted threesome video that I brought?
Oh, yeah,
you
we talked about
that's it. Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
What was it? I don't know that I've seen
the
that
unwanted
one.
Threesome video.
That's some of that when the shop first opened, me and Wesley were trying to shock each other, and that was one of the fucking videos.
All right, so what it is there, obviously they're in a hotel room, and it's kind of like a setup, like meeting type deal.
Right.
And there's this lady laying down, and this big black guy like hunched over, and he's just fucking her. He's just fucking her. They're all having sex. And the whole time,
he's eating her pussy at first, and then the dude's in the back.
Well, let me get to that, because
the fucking
like,
creep.
There's the guy's just like laying in bed with them, watching it happen, like I guess the husband or whatever.
Right.
And the black guy's like fucking her, and then like he's banging her out, and then the The guy's watching, like, slowly comes in, starts playing with her tits.
But hold on, the guy, and the husband's filming, and he's over there saying, like, oh, that's good pussy. I could eat that pussy all day. In the creepiest fucking voice. And then he crawls on.
He crawls down
after
there.
The dude finished.
Not yet. Because remember, he was, the black guy's like, fucking the white chick, and then the guy gets down and starts,
so
like,
serious about
he starts
this.
Eating her pussy out. And the black guy's just, like, kind of watching, like, all right, it's kind of close to my dick or whatever. And then he goes to, like, come, and the other guy's just been watching, starts, like, sucking his dick and, like, getting all the cum out, and the black guy's just staring into the camera. Like,
was it real?
Yeah.
Oh.
The unwanted threesome. That's what it's called. Go look it up, kids.
I will never.
Show your parents. Have a film. Enjoy your day.
I feel like I could be a cuckold.
Dog, when he's sucking that dude's dick going. Get back to fucking trivia. God,
some guys are cool.
So hard
right all right, here's some trivia. Do you like it when a chick's like,
fuck no.
Man, they're having a bad
ring
time.
Ring in, you forgot to buzz in.
Question number six.
Do you like it when a chick's like,
I got some buddies who like,
fuck no.
My buddy broke up with this girl because I was like, what happened? He's like, she didn't want to. Don't want to be a part of that. Shout out to John on the Big Shiny Podcast. Underpass
J-Town.
RV blowjobs. He had a buddy who met a girl underneath an overpass in an RV, and he got his dick sucked to a sheet.
Some chicks are cool.
Yeah.
Was she Jewish?
You know, was that his protection? Was a sheet?
It was his buddy. It wasn't him. It was
that
was part of her.
Was she a ghost?
That was part of her turn on. She didn't want to see anything.
Was this such a ghost?
I think it was a ghost. It's a haunted RV.
I'm fucking ghosting on you niggas.
I've got Nick saying the N-word a bunch. He said it last week,
said
too.
You said you're ghosting, and he
ghosting on
button.
You niggas.
Ooh.
Is that King Ass Ripper?
No, I don't know what that is.
We're not talking about that anymore. It makes me fucking nauseous. All we talked about it already. We've already talked about King Ass Ripper.
YouTube.
Hang on.
Look that shit up on YouTube.
No, don't do it. We've already talked about King Ass Ripper.
Look it up on YouTube.
You don't like King Ass Ripper?
I hate
what is
it.
King? We got to talk about
Have
it.
You ever seen his underwear?
Got to see that shit on YouTube.
What is it? Nick's going to tell us about King Ass Ripper, and then we're going to get back to
King Ass Ripper is like this dude that's like, I just ate all these fucking bacon, egg, and cheese. I'm going to fart in these underwear. He just farts.
For like a minute.
Crazy farts. They're just
really
it's so gross.
Not real.
It's not real?
No, it is real. It's real.
Not real.
I hate it.
Nick's adamant. I swear to God, guys, it's fucking real.
I swear to God, I fucking know King Ass River.
I know him. He's over here right now, actually. I gotta look him up now.
You don't.
We're gonna get back to
King thing. Ass Ripper is Doughboy.
Joe Rogan is introduced to King Ass Ripper.
Farting on you haters.
That's by Tom and Christina.
There's King Ass Ripper.
Let's y'all need to get on your mom's house. Me and Nick can teach y'all
everything. Yeah, it's so good.
I think I know enough about it. You guys are always talking about it. Good.
He's been over in some underwear. There's no way this is one fucking fart.
I don't think it is.
How's it fake, though?
No, it's like a compilation of farts.
It doesn't, but it's different. Pat has a degree in this.
I hate it.
Is it loop?
Like a dirt bike idling.
If he pumped air in his ass, that could be real. If he
yeah.
took a fucking
yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Or if he just took a...
I just keep waiting for shit to come out.
Never happens.
Never happens.
Remember when...
Such a fucking good farter.
Are we done with this? I hate this. I hate
king.
It so much.
He's the king.
Remember
he's
when Wesley king. Had that rubber tube?
Yeah.
I'm farting on you haters.
Wesley had a tube, and he put it in his butt, and he blew a bunch of air in it. Oh. He took the tube out, ripped a horrendous fart in Doughboy's room, and I thought Doughboy was going to puke.
Oh, do you remember when you lit that fart and it fucking caught on fire?
I've done that before.
I've never done that. I've never seen it done. And
can we talk about how Doughboy won't cuss?
Still?
Yeah, he won't cuss.
Yeah.
He'll say shit like, he'll say
piss.
Cunt, dick, pussy.
Yeah.
There was one time we were all sitting in the lobby.
Friggin'.
And Wesley pulled out a booger.
Friggin', mother frigger.
A fucking honker of a booger.
Cornflake.
And flicked it on Doughboy's shirt.
Did Doughboy know it?
Doughboy screams, friggin' ew! And me and Wesley were on the floor laying on each other, tears coming down our face, yelling about how he's still, he's covered in a booger. Still wouldn't
he's
say
he's covered
no.
in a booger.
That fucking Wesley picked the biggest, raunchiest booger out of his nose one time and flicked it as his homie Adam. It went right in his fucking mouth.
Are you kidding me?
Right in his mouth. Ugh. He was going, bleh, 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 bleh.
Boogers are the worst.
You pick boogers are the fucking worst fucking thing ever.
What would you rather see, shitty undies or a guy with a bunch of boogers?
Friends are the worst.
I don't want to see none of this shit. I don't want to see. I want to do trivia.
Am I right, Wes?
Boogers. I would rather see boogers shit. Than we went from
friends are the worst.
Undies. All right, let's do some more trivia.
All right. We've got 5 questions left so far. Nick's in the lead with 4 points.
They're dropping like flies. I was talking about everybody coming and listening.
Coming.
Coming. Oh, do people jerk off to the podcast?
I hope not.
Have you ever jerked off to a podcast before?
Yeah. No. Email us.
There is a woman that masturbates after all of her.
Yeah. What's her name?
Are we the podcast?
Yeah. Are we a food podcast?
Foodcast.
All right, guys.
Her fucking name.
Question 6.
She's Asian stand-up.
Can we get the intro music again now that we're back from break?
Trivia.
Terrible.
It's getting worse.
It is.
It's getting worse. Next is
round 6.
Round 6.
Okay.
You're listening.
There we go. Keep going.
To Through Being Cool Trivia.com.
Let's into our trivia.
How about a contest for you listeners out
yeah,
there?
Yeah, somebody
write us a trivia song.
No, write
it's
us a
time
theme
we play
song.
Trivia, trivia, trivia.
Record yourself just singing Through Being Cool, and then we'll put that over different songs every week.
But not the fucking actual song Through.
No,
we'll
no,
see
like,
us
sing.
Playing trivia from such great.
Just sing
heights.
About some shit that we just talked about.
If you, send us in audio of you singing, that'll be the intro for that episode.
100%.
Cuckolds and some shitty undies.
If you've listened this far, you're a fucking asshole.
Do you like it when that black guy railed your wife and you ate his cum?
Cuckold, that through being cool.
Watch us fuck your friends.
Watch us fuck your enemies. All right. Question number 6.
Okay.
What's the largest?
Kenny's gonna finger fuck your dad. No, I'm sorry.
No, it's perfect.
Watch your mom take a dump on a stranger's cock. Are we just doing yeah, just singing so. The worst things?
While your sister masturbates your brother.
Oh my god.
All right, Nick, are you coming back? You're going to miss this one. It's the most important of all. Question
watch a stranger
6.
Suck your dog's dick.
Just watch your dog suck a stranger's dick.
Peanut butter is a beautiful thing.
What's the largest and densest of the 4 rocky planets? And where timers going are now.
Densest?
Mars.
Venus.
What?
What's the largest and densest of the 4 rocky planets?
Oh, fuck, Lord. Rocky Dennis.
Rocky Dennis. I am not an animal.
Not the same movie, I don't think.
I don't think it is either.
I'm not an animal. Yo, is a Planet of the Apes, I think.
No, it's not. No, it's Rocky Dennis.
He yells that?
Pretty sure. Write into us. Tweet us.
Is that the movie where like John Travolta is a bully?
I can't remember. It's the movie where the
dude's
got
Venus?
Big peanut head.
That's the movie where Cher's got those.
It's not peanut Venus. Head.
Cher's got those backless.
Cher can still get it.
Have you heard that one song? That,
take a dump in Cher's
mouth. In life after love.
After love. After love. After love.
What's the planet?
I can feel something inside me say.
I really know.
Keep going. What are you doing?
It's that is the second time.
No matter how hard I try,
automatically
you just
go
keep
right
coming inside
and
in
I can't drink pee.
And I really like pee. It's real
I'm
time.
I'm so sad that I'm
look how he's holding that fucking mic.
Take a dumps and be friends.
But after all, this it's sad man's come. I'm going to drink a bunch of cum now.
You don't understand. We've been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah.
Do you believe
cum like after
all right,
blood?
Here we go.
What's the largest and densest of the four rocky planets?
I think it's Venus.
I think I know this one. Okay. Venus is gas, I think.
No, Venus is the closest to Earth.
Mars is closer to Earth than Venus.
You need to quit making those motherfucking faces. We ain't on Periscope, bitch.
It's the closest in terrain to Earth.
Terrain turf.
What the fuck is that?
That sounds like something you put on a tank.
It takes time. Just so you know, confidence does not make you right.
That does so.
At work.
Donald Trump's almost president.
That is still ain't answer, man. That is
100% true. Grab this one by the pussy.
Is it Mars? Is it Mars?
It's not Mars. Does anybody else know?
Mars is way smaller than Earth.
Give it,
Venus is rough. Is a little bit larger than Earth.
Lightning round. Anybody name a fucking planet?
Pluto.
Anybody name a planet Nash. That we're on?
Neptune.
Earth. Pat gets a point.
Earth. Pronounced
see,
it wrong.
Because when you don't want to assume that Earth seemed easy.
Pissed. These could all be wrong, by the way. Because
it's,
I mean,
it's the internet.
It's the internet.
Yeah, but you pissed pronounced your worms.
Earth.
I think it would be the Earth, though. You know, that was my other choice. God damn, I barely passed fucking any grade I was ever in.
So much so that he doesn't know the number system.
Listen, I went to the sixth grade and they took me back to the fifth my first year. That's how fucking cool I was.
But then when I went to the sixth grade the second year, they put me in the eighth.
No, I fucked off just as hard that second year of fifth grade as I did the first.
Knew there was no hope. Just like, yeah, fuck it, let him
and
go.
Then my
can we just
second...
put him in the 11th grade and get this over with?
You can drop out in the 11th, right?
my son's about to be 18. He was joking around about quitting school. Most parents would be like, I can't believe it. I was sitting there thinking like, might not be a fucking bad idea.
Emily got her GED.
Who gives a fuck?
Did she?
She dropped out, got a GED, and then went to college after that.
Yeah.
Listen, the only thing it's going to do if you get a good degree is like you can have your fucking... You can write real long ass paragraphs to through being clear. Have your fucking.
I went to college and all I do is write emails. Hashtag, what's up, Joe?
You can write real long paragraphs to through being clear.
Write a bunch of fucking retards an email like you're way smarter than us.
He is. He's a pilot. I would say that makes him smarter than me.
That don't mean shit.
He's a pilot for fun.
Yeah. He's an electrician.
Well, I know a couple pilots for fun, and
technically, if you don't even know how to fly a plane, to be a pilot for fun.
I know a lot of people who are really successful who don't have degrees.
What's he? What else does he do?
Sitting in a room with two of them.
Yeah. Do what?
You don't like people that are successful that have?
No, I said
he knows a lot of. People.
I said I know a lot of people who are really successful.
No, you had it right.
Who don't
Wes
have degrees.
Hates or Nick hates successful people.
He does. That could be me.
I'm just kidding. Nick's
could have been me. Should have been I. I know you don't know my, what I done when I done with my degree.
Holy shit. I dropped out of school.
Usually.
Hey.
But occasionally.
How many emails?
I say fucking degree.
How many more emails we got?
We're done.
That's the fucking email you told me about.
A fucking text and
that's
said,
the fucking
email.
We got
some emails for
we
you.
We got an email from one. Will, where Will, he pretty much took my side and said that I can dress up like Shaquille O'Neal in all blackface and it'd be fine for Halloween.
Good for you, Will.
You know Will, Big Will, Big Ol' Will.
Big Ol' Will, yeah.
Yeah, Ill Will, what up, dog?
Yeah.
Ill Will.
I'll let your boy crazy
Ill Will.
Fool.
That's awesome. Oh, that'd be a badass rap name.
That is a rap.
Will, start rapping. Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's...
I know Ill Bill.
Ill Will, rest in peace. That's off that Nas. That is one of Nas's homies from back in the day.
Really?
That's my dude. Yeah.
So he's dead?
Kill Bill.
Oh, he dead?
He died in a shootout.
He dead?
Up in Yonkers.
So that name is no
name's up
taken.
For grabs.
Yeah, that name's
so
up for grabs.
Will.
He dead.
Get it.
He dead.
Shit, dog. He dead.
He dead.
Question number 7.
Yep.
What's the world's biggest island?
I'm going to buzz in.
Buzz.
Antarctica?
Incorrect. Great try. It's a continent.
Madagascar. Madagascar.
It's a day, at the end of the day, all continents can be islands.
That's all the argument.
Yeah.
Madagascar.
Australia, bitch.
Not Madagascar. Not Australia. Australia is also a continent.
Asia.
New Zealand.
Is also a continent.
New Zealand.
It's not an island?
Bermuda.
Jamaica, that's a fucking island, but it's really, really small. I don't think it's the largest.
Out of control.
Bermuda, man.
Bermuda.
Bermuda, I mean.
Oh, my God. Largest island?
Largest island. It's pretty north.
Man, New Zealand?
I keep thinking, I just don't give a fuck.
No, North Pole?
I just keep thinking.
Greenland.
I just don't give. Greenland.
Yes.
Correct.
It's 2 points.
So,
dude, you can't get
points.
No goddamn points
how,
for that many guesses.
How is Australia not an island?
Australia is...
Greenland's bigger than Australia.
It's a continent. I know.
Yeah,
that.
It's a continent. This but is how is it not an island? Specific. Look, all continents are islands if you think about it, right?
Right.
So...
None of this matters.
But this just means no continent. Yeah. Nick, there's nothing you're going to win. I got nothing.
She had house pays, mostly... dog. The house pays.
Hold on.
That is true.
I thought you were going to kiss my pee-pee.
I thought we were going to get like 2 hours of vacation talk out of Kenny, because if I know anything about...
He's got nothing. He ain't got nothing?
Oh, dude, I sat around and did nothing.
What about them jellyfish?
Oh, dude, I killed a fuck ton of jellyfish. Fuck those things.
What'd you use? A ninja star?
Oh, I took
a fucking net and I netted a bunch of jellyfish and put them on the beach and covered them in seashells so nobody would step on them.
Man, you should have SpongeBob the shit out of them jellyfish.
Dude, that's
the
fucking worst.
Dude, jellyfish.
They got little jellyfish things and shit.
They suck, don't they?
Yeah, they really suck.
Do you have your wife pee on you?
No.
No, just for fun, not because it does anything. I'm just curious.
No, not this time. Not this trip.
Oh my gosh, I want to get peed on.
She did poop on me, though.
Did she?
It was different. That was
good.
There were kids around, so we had to fucking poop.
Those kids got cuckolded with a love dump. Didn't even know about it. You turned that beach into a bunch of cuckold kids.
Oh, dude.
Kenny the love dump.
Difference. They came in kids.
Kenny the love dump. I'm ready for the next question.
Next question.
I thought we were talking about your goddamn vacation.
We can. Ask a question. I told you what we did.
All right, so he took a shit.
She shit on me. So we can talk about that.
This isn't she's like, this isn't sexual. Just
right, no, this is just gross.
If that's gross, we lost her when we were talking about that shit earlier. We lost everybody.
She's married to him. There's no fucking...
Well, she just doesn't want to have it be involved with the talk. You know what I mean?
Unless she's taking a big shit.
Right.
I'm sorry.
But no, we ate. Shit. Sat around. We ate shit. Sat around.
Gross.
Ate some more shit. It was fucking great.
Where at? In Mexico?
No, we went to Orange Beach.
Where's that?
Alabama.
It's like, yeah, it's Florida and Alabama. It's right beside.
Is it close to the Florida-Georgia line?
No, it's in Alabama.
Don't bite.
It's in Alabama.
I'm sorry to cut you off.
I went and saw Wheeler Walker Jr. live.
But I was going to tell y'all something.
What's up?
My ride's here.
Right. Is it really?
It is.
Are you going to stick around?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't ride with Wes.
Okay.
Man, I ran to town, goddammit. I just want y'all to know I love y'all.
We're going to take a quick break while Wes exits and we'll come back.
Yo, holler at me at kwwpodcast@gmail.com.
Or at, was it Through Being Cool?
At TB Cool Podcast.
At TB Cool Podcast on twitter.com.
I don't manage that account, so holler
at
me.
That's true. If you want to talk just to Wes.
gmail.com.
CartersTattoo.com, at CartersTattoo on Instagram, right?
Fuck you.
Do you have CartersTattoo.com?
Yeah, I don't know.
It is. It was a website for a little bit.
Don't go to that website. It's from 1970.
It's a website.
I love y'all. Thanks for listening.
I love you.
I was talking to the listeners.
Oh, we hate you too. All right, we're going to take a break.
Ready for our version of a party song? Are y'all ready?
Yeah!
Hey, can I hear y'all in the back? Are y'all ready out there? All right, you say no, well, how about this? We're going to take you on a little trip to a land called Hoogie Boogie Land. Hey, Sparky. Hey,
Sparky!
Yeah, man, what's up? Hey, man, you want to do us, the band, and all these people here a favor and take us on a trip to a magical land?
Yeah, sure, man.
Let's go to Hoogie Boogie.
Hoogie Boogie Land. Where you gonna go? They didn't hear you in the back. Hoogie Boogie Land. Come on, let's go. We'll be right back.
We're back live.
We're back. Thank you guys for sticking around for that first hour of fucking madness.
Fucking madness.
I loved it. We tried to play trivia. Wes yelled at us because he doesn't want to go to college or something like that. And then he berated everyone in the room for having degrees. So it was a typical Wes hangout session, I think.
He was wiling out today.
Good Lord. Next level. Like,
probably. What if the rest of our podcast is just commentary on how like, Wes podcast?
Probably makes more money than all of us combined.
What people need to know about Wes is he gets up at like 4 in the morning and runs. And then he went and got, how many drinks did he have when he got out of the car with you?
3. He had a big water and 2 coffees. He will drink a fucking gallon of coffee before I even see him.
Dude, I did 3 cups this morning and I'm like.
He probably drinks the coffee to calm him down too.
No.
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 I don't even know how he exists.
He gets so fucking amped up.
All right. But I love the energy.
I love him.
It's great, yeah.
It's like
love
four
that guy.
People have always been like, hey man, the show is rad because it's like 4 completely different people now. Instead of like me and Nick are kind of the same when it comes to opinions.
Like, I don't have a strong opinion about that.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm depressed. No, I'm more depressed.
Yeah. Who's the most depressed?
And with Wes, it's just kind of like, you guys ever think about watching people fuck?
Yeah. Thought about it.
Yeah, thought about it. It's all I think about, man. Hey, man, it's cool. All right, so you went on vacation. I want to hear about it.
Like, that was like, pretty much it.
Really?
I mean, yeah, dude, I didn't do anything on purpose. Like, didn't do anything. We went to the beach a couple times. I killed a fuck ton of jellyfish.
Now, were they, like, all in the water or just...
What do you mean?
Did some escape?
No, they don't walk the land. Yeah. No.
I am the diabolical jellyfish of the land.
No, I mean, like, did they...
Y'all need to get stung.
They called me a jelly crab because I walk on land.
You guys joke, but that'd be fucked up.
You niggas looking to get stung.
Were they
you just
all
see a bunch of fucking gangland tentacles.
Were they near the shore?
I'm coming for you.
Were they near the shore?
Oh, God, I'm coming.
My feet hurt.
Get me my socks.
Jelly socks.
I was just picturing a jellyfish with a bunch of, like, little kid-sized shoes on. Just like, one of them just, like, combing the shoreline, like
just complaining,
just like, right. But like he keeps like taking one of the shoes off and dipping in the water. Like no. Like,
he's walking, his foot gets stuck in the sand, and his shoe comes off, and he has to go get
someone. Help me with my shoe, please.
It's just this jellyfish who's like left the ocean and won't return back to it just because he's stubborn.
He's like, I've got to find some jelly pants. I feel rather exposed right now.
My jelly dick is out.
No, I mean, like, were they all... like really close to the shore, like no matter where you went.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, dude. I mean, I was fucking not even knee deep in the water and like catching them in the
not
fucking,
even balls deep.
I wasn't even balls deep in that water yet.
I fucked the ocean.
I fucked the shit out of the
when
ocean.
I went to my
hashtag fuck the ocean.
When I went to my all boys closet Christian summer camp, yeah. I was windsurfing and I fell in the water and a bunch of like I got just ambushed.
Did you?
I got. Like,
was it down? I mean, because I've been in the ocean a few times.
What
and
side
I've never seen
Gulf
brag.
Side side.
I guess the Gulf side. I don't
a
know.
Lot of it was probably to do with the hurricane and shit.
Well, no, people have told me before.
Maybe.
Like they've
I don't
gone
know
if, before.
I don't know the migration efforts of jellyfish, except for the one
hurricane we... brings the pants, so we follow the hurricane. Get me my shoes. The pants are coming.
You got these jellyfish walking around bottom naked with kicks on. Yeah, it's like...
I would never let my son see me like this. Get me my shoes, Martha. The pants are on the way.
This distinguished gentleman jellyfish.
Yeah, it's kind of evil
thank
too. Like
God for hurricanes. Right.
Finally, the hurricanes have come back to the Gulf.
It's almost like Cobra Commander, but
dude,
like a little more proper.
Put the fucking tea down and go get Destro.
That's all we fucking did the other day at work was me and Bobby watched the hurricane videos.
Really?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Bobby Light?
No, Bobby.
Bobby Light.
You know Bobby. Yeah. And he's going through a bunch of shit at work, like a bunch of people kind of jerking him around and shit.
Oh, really?
A bunch of people jerking him off.
Not to talk too much about work, but like he's got a business thing that keeps happening, not happening. So he's just fucking over it.
Like an external where, like, business venture?
No, internal business venture. So in the
it's a business adventure.
So we just spent all day Friday watching hurricane videos.
We sat all day Friday drinking hurricanes.
Did you get drunk all vacation?
I only got drunk one day, man.
Really?
I drank every day, but it was like one day. No, 2 days. I'm sorry. I mean, I was in bed by like 9:30 or 10 o'clock.
On vacation?
Oh, awesome. Dude, that's fucking vacation, brother.
What time do you stay up till like now?
I had some scotch
till
last
like
night.
12 or 1, probably.
See, I got accidentally drunk last night.
Oh, did
yeah?
Yeah, you did. You were fucking
I didn't
drunk. No, we drank a bunch of beers one day, and then I stayed up drinking a bunch of rum one night.
It's those briny fucking
I drank a
Sour
bunch of
Patch
those.
Kids beers you gave
dude,
me.
Dude, they're so
about.
Fucking good. Shout out to Anderson Valley.
$14 for a six-pack? Well fucking worth it.
Yeah, 100%.
My God. I drank about four
paid
of them.
$20 for a four-pack.
Nobody cares about you.
What was it?
Sierra Nevada.
Ugh.
That's a fucking
no, no, no,
worst.
No.
I was going to say $20 for a four.
No, it's a Dogfish Head.
Dogfish Head Ale.
So good. Immort Ale.
What is it?
Immort.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
So fucking good.
Yeah.
I can't quite drink the hoppy ones.
Yeah, you don't like the...
No,
it's like
I'm sweet and light.
That's what I know that.
A lot like my personality.
Oh, you.
I'm just the sweet and light.
Oh, boy.
Dude, somebody at work was like, man, it's really quiet around here. And I was like, yeah, Kenny's gone.
Yeah. people
but also,
were like,
they moved your entire row on the opposite side.
What do you mean?
Like... I don't know. Have you been?
Oh my gosh, guys! I'm revamping my team right now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. So I've got an empty row. That
y'all hiring?
You would take a pay cut to be on my team.
Fucking as is the trend of that place. Just saying.
Get some more pants before the pay cut.
Oh man. So Nick, what have you been up to, man?
Okay, I don't really want to talk about it.
Are you fucking serious?
Edit that out, please.
My God.
I don't really want to talk about it.
What do you mean?
Just work.
You're holding out. All right. We're not going to talk about it.
What if the jellyfish went through the mall and instead of Finish Line, the shoe store was called Fish Line, and he waited outside for Jellyfish Jordans called Jordalies.
Martha, get my coat.
All right, so for the listeners, things have been good.
Nick, you can't chime in the middle of my thing when you didn't want to talk when it was your turn.
Sorry, I know you're still going.
No, we're doing
you can't. Fish. You don't know I'm still going. My mouth is moving and things are coming out. What a dick, Nick.
Okay, go ahead.
BDN.
BDN. Big dork nork.
Big Tork Norton. It's the name of the episode.
Yes. Done.
Things are good. Life is good.
That's what you interrupted me for.
Yep, that's what he
I
does.
I was on a roll. No, sorry. Talking about sorry. Fish line.
Sorry.
I didn't fish realize. Line and Jordy's.
Fish line.
Fish. No, it's got the same syllables.
Mm-hmm. Fish line.
It's got to have two syllables. It's also fish line would just sound like finish. A line of fish.
Finish? That like Finland?
Make, it's like, no, it's like, no, not two ends, one end. Mm-hmm. Finish line, the shoe store. Shout out to Finish Line.
Show brought to you by...
Finish
shoe
line.
Fish line.
I was going to say shoe stores.
We have these unofficial sponsors, Wes's Tattoo Shop and Finish Line. Welcome aboard. Finish Line. When your jellyfish needs new kicks, come on in. Don't be an asshole. Finish Line.
Are there
finish
any,
line. Finish
do you think
line.
We can get real sponsors?
Absolutely not.
Are there any sponsors that are unoffendable?
I've thought about seeing if Great Escape wanted to sponsor, but that wouldn't happen.
What about Fleshlight?
That's not going to happen.
That's why? Too big. They're too big.
Listeners, yeah.
Too big.
I'm too big.
That Fleshlight's too big. I'm too small. Big huge Fleshlight. Very small penis.
You don't
penis.
Get to give yourself a nickname. That's not how these work.
Huh?
You don't get to give
that's
yourself
that's what Wes called me last night.
No.
I do. I've got a big old dick. What do you want me to do about
I've
it?
I've got a big old dick.
I'm not ashamed.
What do you mean do with it?
You want to suck it?
You want me to put
I'll
it in
I'll show it
you?
To your child.
I didn't mean to keep sending you guys those horrible memes I was making.
No, awesome. You did. You meant to. I didn't even read them for because I gave up on that fucking chain because I was like, I'm getting a fucking text a minute.
Yeah, I was sending
like, I'm
those
trying
memes.
To play. There's a Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes.
I'm aware.
Are you on it?
On the phone?
Yeah.
I bounced out, man. I spent like 10 bucks on it. I was like,
dude, I've already spent like, I've probably spent 100 bucks on it in 2 weeks.
What?
Yeah.
No fucking
oh,
way.
Oh, dude, it's the best.
You're talking about that card RPG type game?
Uh-huh.
No, man, I'm out. I'm not
so
spending
good.
Money on it, dude.
So good.
I'm not doing that. I cannot bring myself to spend money on a mobile game.
Oh, dude,
I've been
I can.
Playing Clash Royale for like 6 months. I've not spent a fucking dime.
Dude, I'll spend a fuck ton of money on it.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't care. It's just money. It's not like I fucking need it.
Just fucking green.
Money's
paint,
dumb.
Piece of
yeah,
paper.
Money sucks. That's
it is
all it is.
Stupid.
Yeah. It's imaginary. It's not even real. It's some
no,
numbers
it's not.
In a fucking account that.
You know what it's backed up by?
Nothing.
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 Every dollar I have is representative of a dollar that you two don't have. That's all.
You know
it
what
is.
It is really backed up is. By is that it's backed up by fucking insurance.
Dude,
it's all bank insurance. The FDIC, the FDIC,
which is a private organization, right?
Yep.
I think so. Are we Josh Casey in now? Privatize everything.
Fuck that's, you.
No, it's just, I mean, I don't have a problem with it, but
I love
it's
Josh
just
Casey,
weird.
But I know they'll never fist fight me because all he carries around is guns. Bring it.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
If I see a dude with a gun, that's just
there's
insane.
Wes. Hang on, let me put.
I have a gun.
You gonna fight me?
You're on no. speaker, Wes.
You're probably hang stronger on. Than me.
Yo, that's why I called, man. I really felt like I was missing out on this trivia.
Oh, dude.
Kara just went into Kroger, and I was like, God damn, man, what question did they just ask?
I haven't even asked anymore. We've been talking about if jellyfish wore shoes.
Because we're adults.
Hey Wes, do you think that jellyfish are more like Fila guys or more Puma guys? What do you think a jellyfish would wear?
If they're more what?
Are they more into Filas or Pumas? What do you think a jellyfish is going to wear?
Pumas? What did you say?
Shoes. A jumpsuit. Like a fucking tracksuit.
Oh.
If a jellyfish were in the mob, what style tracksuit would he wear?
I don't know, that's a good question.
Hey Wes, are you in the car with your kids?
I used to wear Fila like constantly though.
Did you have those Grant Hill Filas?
I'm gonna get some cornrows here in about another 2 or 3 weeks.
I'm gonna get some cornrows.
The first thing I got in this car, and my wife looked at me and said,
"You are
high as fuck." I feel like I've just been floating through life this morning.
You pod
guys, get back to it.
All right, player. We'll
later,
holler at
dude.
You.
See you guys.
See ya.
That was fucking great.
Fucking
maniac. he's the cousin.
He's been
from
floating
the
through
Lampoon.
Life his entire life.
Guys, he's fucking Randy Quaid. Cousin Eddie.
Yeah, cousin Eddie. There it is. The build was real on that.
He was the cousin. He was Randy Quaid. He was cousin Eddie.
It's like you can tell, like, the fucking satisfaction in your voice.
I had to fucking get through it, man. Oh, I had to get through it. It's because Joe called me Sparky. We were making National Lampoon's references to each other. Oh, yeah.
Sparky, Sparky.
Oh, God. Complete.
So what were we talking about, for real? I feel like it was pretty good.
Have you seen Complete?
What the fuck is
you
that?
You know Complete. Hoogie Boogie Land.
Oh, Hoogie Boogie
it's
Land.
Hot as hell. Y'all want to hear a song? No. Well, hold up. Like, that's my favorite part. Is that girl chimes in and he goes, no. And he's like, well, hold on now.
Yeah, I'm going to play one.
We're about to take a little trip.
Hoogie Boogie Land. I'll post that.
Hoogie there Boogie is Land.
No war.
Sparky Love Sparky. Our name is in the band. Our letters of our name make up the band name. Complete.
Is that why they're named Complete?
Yeah, the fucking drum. They do this interview with that
completely
band.
Completely terrible.
I've tried to watch the interview.
We've got to fucking explain this.
Can we play it?
Do we have anything?
I can play it in the break. I can play the actual music. There's a band called Complete, and they're just complete trailer garbage.
There probably was a band called. They looked pretty late 80s, early 90s.
Can we take a little trip?
To Hoogie Boogie Land.
Hoogie Boogie Land.
And you can watch the videos of this band called Complete, and they're just like the ultimate white trash backwoods bar band, and the videos are incredible.
It is rough.
Oof. They interview the band, how they got their name.
Bass player is incredible, though.
They're all meth mouthed out and they're all talking at the same time. And then the drummer chimes in. He's like, the band name Complete, because the letters of our name make up the band. That's the name of the band. And how that just went is exactly how it goes. Yeah,
play that at the break. I did want to bring up something, though.
Let's do it.
What if we started doing. And listeners,
I know you're listening. That's why
I know you're listening. I can smell you. I can feel you inside of me.
We're bukkakeing in your ears.
I want to start reading off every 5-star review on iTunes.
We've got some.
We've got a couple, but I want to read them off. Like, I want to start now and say, hey, go leave a fucking 5-star review and we'll read whatever the fuck you say on
that's
air.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Do I have iTunes on this bad boy?
That's why you're a millionaire.
That's why
I make
millions. Yes.
That's why I go on vacation.
Yeah, to the fucking Bermuda Islands.
To
the Bermuda
island of
Triangle.
Dr. Monroe, where these
to the island of Dr. Monroe.
Did you guys ever see that movie, The Island of Dr. Monroe?
Oh, it was great. Well, I saw the remake.
It was great.
I liked it. I never watched the original, though.
I just remember watching it with my parents in this weird scene where, like, Val Kilmer's just standing in the middle of this room and all those weird...
Val Kilmer?
Val Kilmer.
Like, all those weird, like, cat people are just fucking railing.
Valkyrie Elmer. Valkyrie Elmer. So
I'm trying to find the iTunes reviews.
Yeah, we've got a few.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but I wanna like if you leave a 5-star review and I'll read it in a fucking voice and Pat will read it in a voice, Nick will read it in a voice, and then we'll kiss each other and Wes will just fucking comment on the
what
entire.
What are you
thing.
Even fucking doing, bro?
What is 5 stars really?
It means nothing. That's completely.
You
true.
Ever seen the fucking stars at night, man?
I don't even care. Yeah, leave us a review and fucking put some stars up there. Hopefully it's 5, but we'll read the fucking
God,
reviews.
Damn. iTunes is all
I feel good about that.
Like, do you want to download? I sure fucking don't. I don't want to download the update.
I just don't.
This is why I fucking hate Apple shit, man. It's fucking so...
It's the worst.
Do you quack like a duck when you suck?
Oh, my
dude,
God.
That's the best. Nobody better than that. That dude's fucking balls are just fucking bouncing the whole time.
Can you quack?
Can you quack like a duck when you suck? Can you take all my balls and your butt?
What was that? What he says, he's also like, can you shit on my chest
for good luck? Yeah, thanks. I got a big interview today, Mom. Oh, thanks,
I feel like
Mom.
I'm going to do well.
Right. I feel the confidence in me. I need to succeed, Mom.
We got 6 5-star reviews.
Nice.
Yeah. Read the. Let's go ahead and read them. Let's start it now. We've never read
do
these,
we
have we?
Reviews other than 5-star reviews?
No. It's all
no,
5.
They're
it's all 5.
Here we go. This is the
These
first.
Are all old. None of these have to do with me, which is very saddening.
No,
so.
No. This one, we got some reviews. We're going to read fucking iTunes reviews.
This is where you should tune out.
This is when Kansart says, real talk, dudes chatting about life and where they plan to go next.
That's Thanks. A shit review, Kansart.
Oh my God.
No, I don't know who that is. Do you know who that is? Because he reviewed Kinky, Wet, and Wild as well.
No, it's Kansart. I don't know who he is.
Kansart. Write in. Tell us who you are. Tell us who you Kansart.
This one comes from, I'm pretty sure this one's Joe because it's lengthy. So,
yeah.
Kenny, here we go.
We're just going to post this one on the Twitter page and you can read it for yourself.
No, you can't. Too many characters. let's see. This one's from, pretty sure it's from Joe because the email address matches up. It's a 5-star review. Is that pesky morality creeping into your life again? Don't be a dummy. Listen to the Through Being Cool podcast. at a 75% less stinky skin than Laser Brain and twice the less Tristan too. You hear the most informed and concise commentary on things that don't matter to anyone anywhere in the most ethically questionable yet powerfully humorous manner imaginable, including clips of the greatest obscure and esoteric metal, hardcore, new metal songs you've never heard of or will wish you had never heard of. And the name for that punctuated by song from an emo band that no one ever liked.
And Jesus Christ, Joe.
Is grateful never made it big. You'll laugh until you'll puke. And then you'll get actually sick when you realize that you just listened to it. Nobody's reading that, Joe. I'm reading it. You'll be found twitching in the fetal position, muttering, "My God, what have I done?" But in a good way. 5 stars.
God damn.
I love it. This one's from Beaner the Wiener. Says, pretty radical crap here, y'all.
Thanks, Beaner.
This one's from Protroni. I hope that's a Harry Potter reference. Can't believe how funny these guys make simple conversations. You'll cry, laugh at least once per episode, and you'll learn to love the devil.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's probably the best one so far.
I love the devil. The devil loves dicks. If you love the devil, then suck 100 dicks.
This is something Nick does.
Oh, I know.
The devil does love dicks.
Do you ever talk about the devil at work?
I have, yeah, but most people are Christian, so they don't really like love it.
Oh.
The devil on your stomach make me hard as hell.
Nick's got to swim with a t-shirt on.
I got the devil on my fucking belly.
Do you swim with a t-shirt on?
Yeah.
Do you really?
I don't want to upset children.
Who gives a shit?
The devil.
The devil doesn't give a fuck
about
children.
No, man, the devil fucks kids. The devil's cool.
Is fucking kids cool, Pat?
If you're the devil.
I guess.
Got an inverted cross on my solar plexus.
I don't know why.
I used to have 666 right here. Did you ever
really
hear the story of that?
No.
Yeah, I had 666.
That's right, awesome.
Like, on my, like, the bottom of my,
hell yeah,
I guess with the top of my chest, really. And then I got it covered up.
Why?
Because it was that
you don't
like,
love the
you
devil
have no
more?
Idea.
This guy, no, you can't talk because you still have the shirt on. I would never wear
but
a shirt.
But you know, you have no idea, like, how fucking, at first it's like, hey, that's pretty cool. And then after you get so many looks and shit, then it's just like, I'm just going to put
know,
a fucking
man.
Shirt on. Like, it's
no,
easier.
No, I don't think that I would. I honestly don't think that if I had that on my front, I would never wear a fucking shirt. Any chance I got to take my shirt off, that shirt's popping off.
My friend is dripping wet.
But that's not really
right
even
now,
like satanic. That's just
off.
A Baphomet. That's like, yeah.
I would do pop top off.
None of it's really satanic. So that's why. That's
well,
the reason
yeah,
I got 666.
None of it's fucking like, real. So.
It's Eliphas Levi's interpretation.
Elvis Levi?
Eliphas Levi.
Elvis Levi. He designed pants for the king.
For the king. I'm in love. Are these pants so great? Uh-huh.
Kenny sang and I just started dancing.
Don't stop. I'm on britches.
I fucking hate Elvis.
I like some Elvis.
As far as that went,
it's good.
I
Nick,
like
your
misfits.
Thoughts on Elvis?
I like the Misfits.
Elvis Misfits?
Yeah, I mean, he does his voice, right?
Who? Danzig?
Danzig.
I like Mikey Gray's Misfits over Danzig.
Do you really?
Yeah, that made everybody mad.
Yeah, that sucks. Sucks to be Pat.
Sucks to suck. I always
sucks
heard.
To fuck in the dark.
I got,
I don't know.
I got a 138 on my shin.
Oh, dang.
Just showing off her tattoos.
And I got a this.
This sounds like a fucking... Nick's like, don't put my face in pictures, but I'm going to describe all my
that's
tattoos.
Cool.
You guys seen this one? I just showed Katie my pubic hair.
You got pubic hair.
I was literally like,
you
got a red tattoo on your crotch?
Nah, man, that's fucking...
No, that's fucking...
Look at all that.
Hang on, I got to look again.
Look at that. If I curve it up like that, it looks like a little pussy.
It's a little pussy.
You're a pussy, little cunt.
Yeah, so there's that. The curtains do match the
so
drapes.
That's pretty neat.
Is it the carpet matches the drapes? The curtains and the drapes would be the same
thing. I don't have
the curtains
going.
Do match the drapes because that's how it's supposed to be.
Because it's the same goddamn thing.
Yeah, that's
did
supposed
you know
to be.
People think that people who are going bald don't know they're going bald. Have you noticed that yet?
I don't think I'm actually going bald.
You don't think that?
I've gone bald.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. I've arrived.
People
I've
go bald because of overproduction of testosterone.
Too much of a man for my own hair.
I can't even handle it.
Too much
testosterone.
Oh, my testosterone. This
testicle osterone.
My dick and my chest and my butt cheeks are hairy as fuck.
Hairy as hell.
Mm. Hairy indeed.
Yeah, I was
smoke some weed. Whatever you need.
People at work like don't think I know I'm going bald. Like they'll say stuff and be like, yeah, you know. And like Kareem will not fucking address that I'm bald.
Wonder why.
I don't know, because he has long ponytail hair.
Yeah, but it's like, you know that you are. Like,
yeah.
Some people, like, everybody, this fucking wave of, like, buzzing your head because you're going bald now,
has ruined, like,
that's what I would do.
My entire... Why? Fucking embrace it.
Because I had my... So I shaved my head for years. And
okay. I just go back to it. Sad comb overs. Like people who
I love that. Oh, dude. I'm a fucking... If I wouldn't have had fucking shitty dreadlocks when I cut my hair, I would have fucking cut into a comb over. Yeah. Rocked it for like a long time. It would have been
like
the best.
Like the mid-business level.
Yeah. Oh,
manager. It would have
been fucking like just...
Nah, man.
It's working for Trump.
That's what I'm saying, dude. That man's going to be fucking president.
Dude, can we talk about that for like a couple minutes?
I'm against it, but yes.
I'm so...
I hate talking about politics, but...
Yeah, but like, I'm so fucking excited.
Why?
Because what if he wins?
It's going to be fucking the same exact thing that's happening all the time. Nothing's going to change.
I know, but like, wouldn't it be funny like if he won?
I don't know.
I think I'm going to vote for him.
Are you really?
Just to see what happens.
All of a sudden, this foot comes out and kicks you in the dick after you vote for him. Like, what's supposed to happen?
I had a consultant at work tell me that he's voting for him basically in a roundabout way just because he wants to watch the world burn.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like, Kentucky, it doesn't matter. We could vote for whoever we want to, and it's still going to be Trump. So it doesn't matter.
No, voting doesn't matter.
I'm not going to say voting doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Voting doesn't. Necessarily always matter.
Why don't you think voting matters? I don't think it matters because
I don't remember the details, but I had a mathematician explain to me why it doesn't matter.
Oh, we live in Kentucky. We don't live in a swing state, so our vote doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all. Our vote, like a more localized vote, would matter more.
And all our listeners live in Utah, and it doesn't matter there either because they're all fucking voting for Trump.
Yep.
And some listeners live in
Trump,
China, and that doesn't matter over there at all.
Yeah,
Lorenzo
lives in Lorenzo and Nikki both live in New Zealand, so I mean, if they want to do an absentee ballot, I don't know. Can other countries vote on our president? I don't know politics enough to know that's not a thing they can do.
Yeah.
Can they? I'm joking, Nick. I know they can't now that you
sometimes
told me.
You thought jackalopes were real, so I don't know sometimes.
Okay, I did too! Suck it, Jack.
Did you really think the jackalopes were real?
100%. Like, for the longest time until it was, like, when I learned they weren't, it was embarrassing. Like, embarrassing. I think I was with Courtney, and I think she told me.
I was with Emily. We were at Longhorn, and there was a jackalope statue behind me. I was like, if you fucking, I love these things.
Yeah, they're great. I want to catch one.
I would love to have one of these as a pet. And she's like, those aren't real. And I was like, what, bitch? Shut up.
What evolutionary advantage would a jackalope have over a rabbit?
Oh, it could fucking stab it with its antlers. Are you kidding me? It may not be as fast, but it's goddamn virile.
It's got swords on its head. What are you talking about?
Yeah, dude. Have you ever seen...
evolutionary advantage? It's cooler looking.
Dude, and it makes noise according to like an early 90s TV show that Dave Coulier was on. You remember that show? And he always had a jackalope.
Dude, jackalopes are the coolest thing. The animal, like dodo birds, those were real, but fucking
I'm not saying they're not cool.
Yeah, but you'd go to Longhorn. Was it Longhorn that always had
it
one?
It was Longhorn. Oh, it has the weird ant.
Yeah, I got, like, it was embarrassing when I really, like, took that too hard.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't believe I didn't know that. Like, I'm not a smart dude by any means, but I feel like I'm smart enough to know that a goddamn jackalope's not real. But I believed it for my entire fucking life.
I was 20 when I found out
they weren't.
I was probably 20. 30, maybe 28.
I was 20 years old when I found out they weren't real.
Yeah, yours is okay. Mine is sad.
No, it's not. Because you wanted it to be real in your heart, and that's what
matters. That's true. I still believe that Santa Claus fucks kids.
That's a fact.
Also something I want to be real.
Hey, Kenny, that might or might not be true because Santa Claus is your parent, and I don't know what your mom and dad do.
Or
so.
Your uncle.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Drunkle.
Do you guys watch... have you guys seen that new series with... God damn, I can't remember his name. But... Hold on, I'll say anything.
No, I've definitely not seen that.
I haven't seen that one. I want to see Westworld, though.
I do, too. I heard that was the best pilot that a lot
of
people
did you guys know William Shakespeare was black, according to these guys? He did an interview with some black nationalists,
Who did?
God damn it, I can't remember the guy's name.
William Shakespeare?
Is this Ken...
What is his name? The dude that does the fucking British Ken
guy.
Burns baseball.
No, Ken Burns.
Ken Burns, black guys.
Did you just ask me who's the guy who does Ken Burns baseball?
No. The way I worded, I was trying to think of Ken Burns' last name, so I said Ken, the guy who does. And then I was basically talking to myself, but I was looking at you.
But you did a Randy Quaid.
He did these interviews with these black nationalists in New York. They are fucking stupid.
What are black?
Who's the dude?
Not smart.
What are black
John Oliver?
No. What? No.
What's a black nationalist?
You're giving us nothing and expecting us to guess.
I still don't
know. And then you get mad at me when I just guess somebody's fucking name that has a show that interviews people.
Sorry, I realized when I'm as soon as I made those words.
You looked at me so disappointed, and you made me feel stupid.
I'm
Nick,
sorry. I just realized that was really rude. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Why am I so hateful?
This is why I'm here. This is the fucking deflection.
I'm glad we all witnessed
that. I'm sorry.
Oh, geez.
I'm glad somebody else got to be a
part of it. I'm getting to be too good of friends with Nick all of a sudden. He thinks he can fucking berate me.
I'm glad everybody
talk to me like
that.
I'm an asshole.
I'm so sorry. I'm so mean.
I'm glad someone else was here to be a part of that.
I'm a nice person.
I'm not believing that right now.
I'm glad.
I don't know if these tears are from laughing or just sad.
Holy shit.
I'm really glad.
Yes.
What's a black nationalist?
It's black somebody that wants segregation for black people.
Okay. Why did you get all hesitant? You thought I was going to start yelling something?
Yeah, well, I said something that could have...
No, you didn't. You didn't say anything. You stopped. You're shaking your head because what you wanted to say was so bad that you didn't even say it.
Couldn't say it.
This feels weird now.
Huh?
This feels weird now.
Why?
Because I was mean to Kenny.
No, you weren't mean.
What's a black...
But you were very dumb.
I was dismissive.
But you were very dumb.
Is that what you just said? But you were very dumb.
No, I was very dismissive. I feel...
Yeah. I was I got it, John Oliver. You're fucking Kenny's answer.
No,
God damn it.
You fucking idiot.
Yeah, that was pretty much off, though.
Still, no one's explaining what a black national
feels like. A dry swallow right now.
He did.
What do they want?
I thought fucking Captain fucking Answers over here.
It wasn't enough.
He can't know the fucking whole story that he's telling, but he'll fucking interrupt your story to tell you that it's wrong.
He came out and laid his dick out during trivia, didn't he?
Yeah. No, I know this.
I don't know how alarm clocks work, but I know trivia. That's inside baseball for you guys who don't know what happened this morning.
That's
a little lift in the veil.
Yeah. We pull up to the fucking Nick's house to the Nick's house today.
Where are your books now? Yeah.
We pull up to Nick's house this morning.
Holy shit.
Pat is sitting outside.
With my book bag on.
You look like you're waiting
Billy
for the
Madison.
Fucking school bus. Yeah.
I was like,
bust my balls. I deserve it.
I was outside going, back to pod. Here to cast. I'm here to laugh.
And I mean, we were outside yelling all kinds of ridiculous shit.
You guys pull up. And Wes looks at me and goes, what the fuck you looking so goddamn sad about? And I'm just sitting there like, actually, I'm having a really good day. Drinking my rocks. I've been playing Destiny all morning. I've had a really good morning. Now I feel like I should be on the offensive side.
Right. What have I done?
Yeah, fuck you and your mid-90s heartthrob haircut, you son of a bitch.
Hair
he does look like Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell college years.
He does, but he also looks like fucking Sean Murphy.
Who?
Sean from fucking Boy Meets World.
Oh. Was his last name Murphy?
It is now.
Sean Mahoney.
I don't know. Let's ask Nick. Hey, Nick.
Nick, so question number 7. What's the guy from Boy Meets World's name?
No, all right. So seriously, what's a black nationalist?
That's somebody that wants segregation for African Americans.
Shouldn't white people who were in the know be like, God, let's roll with this.
I'm sure there are black nationalists that are smart.
Yeah. There's a called Zionist, I believe.
But these guys were not fucking smart at all.
Wait, so what were you saying? Funny Shakespeare was black. I would argue that Shakespeare was a collection of people.
This guy was going through a list of like famous people from history.
I read that on the internet.
And asking him if...
Hey, Nick, can you confirm whether or not Shakespeare was a group of people or just one guy?
I don't know.
Was he a collection?
Oh, Nick doesn't know about that. Stop the presses.
He was asking like all these famous people, like just coming up with names. And
what show
like,
was this on again?
That dude was black. He was a light-skinned black dude.
Oh, so they're the guys who think all the important people were black.
I don't know. I watched it on Netflix. I'm not sure.
What talk shows are on Netflix?
Chelsea Lately?
There's a shit ton of them, but it wasn't a talk show.
I'd rather have my mom pee into my mouth and watch that shit.
Would you?
Yes.
It's not bad.
Mom's got sweet pussy, dude.
I know Ralph Garman hates her.
All my friends are always telling me how cool my mom's pussy is. At a certain point, when you grow up your whole life hearing everybody talk about how cool your mom's pussy is, you just believe it.
That's true.
I'm just going with it.
I was driving by there the other day, and she was like, hey, can you come help me hang up my free pussy sign? Because it's falling down.
I think you might have been driving by Cole's mom's house.
I actually got some new shoe polish. I need to actually make a new one. just help me write it on this bed sheet, and then I'm gonna hang it on the front of the door.
Hey, speaking of the listeners, for no reason, I'll just remember this. Hey, Brad. Brad listens. Brad listens to both
our
the
Brad?
Shows. Our Brad.
Does he? Yeah. I love you, Brad. I
love you, Brad. So I'm at a stoplight the other day, and I was like, what are you doing? He's like, yeah, I'm, you know, getting KFC with the fam. And I was like, fucking living it.
KFC, that's a good idea.
What is?
KFC.
What's a
with
good
the
idea?
Fam.
Getting some.
KFC.
That's a terror. I'm not doing that.
Any place
it's good.
Smell the grease from the road is okay by me.
Yeah.
KFC is a place, one of those, I'm like, I have a very small list of places I will not eat at. KFC's on that list.
I'm trying to be big old fat person.
I'm working my way back up.
I've lost like 5 pounds. I need to...
Pussy.
I think I'm dehydrated. Yeah,
give me some water now.
Well, Wes is gone, so someone should
I need
do this
to make
just to
some
make up
more.
For it. You stopped. Are you gay?
Yeah.
You stopped. Are you gay?
What's wrong?
I've never heard Wes say that. So you stopped.
Are you gay? Are you a gay person?
Yeah. Are you a big old, great big old gay person?
Hey, when you're all, could you let me know when you're close to being worn out? I'm trying to fill these dumpsters.
These dumpsters.
The fact that he fucking thought that he explained that well.
He was so fucking high.
There are so many callbacks on this show that we do continuously. But the gay dumpster one is never
going away.
Because it just makes no sense. In what world?
I love Tristan.
I've gotten text messages from Tristan going, hey, Wes explained that dumpster situation. And I sent back like, sure hasn't.
No.
Yeah.
And he's just like, keep me posted.
Keep me posted. Gotta know.
I was filling out some job applications, and one of them was like...
Some Japplecase.
Yeah. And one of them was, I think, I was filling out a series of them, and it was on the same website. And I think that I was clicking, no, I will not subject myself to a drug test on them.
Oh, on accident?
On accident, so I went back and I withdrew from all of them and then asked you why, and I accidentally said I wouldn't take a drug test. I'll take a drug test. I'll take one right now.
Oh, that doesn't make you seem like you're on drugs at all.
That's awesome.
I was like, well, I guess I'm not going to work there. I just kept moving on. Slide whistle.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Oh, man. So you were talking about black nationalism.
No.
Do you remember what show it was from?
No.
It's a terrible story, Nick.
Yeah, but it's called whatever the guy's name is, Has a Long Weekend, is the name of the show, but I don't
Johnny
know.
Johnny Has a Long Weekend.
Yeah.
Balky Has a Long
His
Weekend.
His name is Balky.
Balky.
Perfect Strangers.
Somebody's at the door!
Trying to think. Anybody else do anything worth a shit this week?
Dude, I wish
What'd you do? What'd you do? What'd you do? What did you do?
Nothing.
Nick's shaking his head, but he won't say anything.
I did something, Dee Dee.
He won't say it.
Dee Dee, I did something for you.
Nothing. I worked.
I made a shit in the toilet.
Yeah, the show's at a standstill because Nick did things but won't talk about it. I did things. What'd you do? No.
I jerked off with my mom.
With my mom. Not to or on my mom.
Just with her.
No, I'm not a weirdo.
Yeah. You don't want it to touch. You just want to see that look in your mom's face when she comes.
Gross!
Has your mom ever caught you jacking off?
No. I've shown her. It's hard to catch me when I jack off on the couch.
Have
you got caught?
It's not catching if I start and finish in the same place.
When I'm jerking off underneath the kitchen table, I want to be caught.
My mom's never caught me, but she's walked in right after I've gotten through having sex.
She's made you
having sex.
She's never caught me more than she's just made me jerk off.
She walked in right after you had sex?
Yeah, she was walking in as I was pulling my pants up and Emily was putting her shirt on.
I was deflating the blow-up doll.
She came in as I was wiping the cum off my lap. She was like, what's that? I was like, I was making a sandwich and everything went wrong.
Right. Glazed donuts! Glazed donuts!
Funny story about glazed donuts.
Gross.
No, let me get to it. My friend Chase was a big jokester, and
fucking Joker Chase.
Jokester Chase!
I had these glazed donuts, and...
He's in jail now.
We were hanging out.
Jokes on you, Chase! Jail's not fun.
We were joking, and I was like, hey, man, I gotta take you back to your house. I'm gonna go pick up Emily. This is like me and Emily first started dating. And he's like, all right, cool, let me use the bathroom. And I was like, all right. So he runs back in the house to use the bathroom. And he comes back in the room, and he's like, comes back in the car, and I'm like, all right. And he goes, yeah. I could tell something was afoot. And I was like, all right, whatever. About it. I go to pick Emily up and go back to my house. He had gotten a glazed donut and like rubbed the frosting on random spots on my bed.
Oh.
And Emily walks in and kind of looks at it and I go, that's not cum. And we had just, me and Emily had just started dating. We hadn't really done anything at all. Right. And I had to explain to her in the first couple of hanging outs that that's not my bed.
Can you tell that it's not shit story?
What? Oh, that she thinks I shit her bed?
Did you shit her bed?
No. Shit the bed.
I did not shit Emily's bed.
Very, very.
It wasn't. It wasn't shit.
Me and Emily were having
sex. It was
sex.
Squirt.
That's not shit. It's squirt.
I got out of bed. She gets out of bed. She looks down. She goes, "What's that?" And there's this little brown flake.
Oh, you shit the bed.
I didn't shit the bed.
Some duty fell out of your booty.
I look at it. She goes, "She looks
duty booty."
She's like,
duty,
"Is that shit?"
Booty, duty, booty, duty, booty, duty.
Just
because, Pat.
Just because you chanted.
DVP, DVP.
Just because you chant it doesn't make it real.
It does.
And there was a little, flake of something on the bed. And I look down, and I sniff it, and I go, it's not shit. And I have to just flick it off the bed.
What was it?
In the grand scheme of everything?
It was probably shit.
Probably a little bit of a dingleberry.
Yeah.
Probably a grape that fell off the vine, my friend.
Yeah.
Didn't you have shit under your fingernails one time?
No, man! What the fuck?
Did you have shit in your teeth?
No!
I was like, it just keeps getting worse.
My fingernails are always dirty, and I don't know why.
Make a shirt out of shit one time and wear it to a job interview?
Do you keep a turd in your wallet? Like, hey, making a borrow a dollar? Nah, man, I ain't got no money.
Just so you know,
I ain't got shit.
I'm on Emily's side because I'm scared of her.
No, my fingernails are always like dirty. I don't know.
There's
why.
Always cum under them, but
no,
there's never shit.
In reality, it's probably just boogers.
Or shit.
How is that better?
That's way better. I think you can eat boogers. I mean, you can't eat shit.
Anything can
you? Can't eat shit. Not I would survive.
Argue that I've been eating shit for 31 years.
Literal shit. I don't believe you. I don't know.
So yeah, Emily will.
Let's ask Joe. Joe, taste? Can you eat shit? Fucking get back to me on that.
Send
one,
us
Joe.
A paragraph.
Right. Send me the book on shit.
No, shit tastes like it smells.
Yeah, the
delicious
shit recipe book.
Like we'll be getting
write
ready
that
to,
one,
like,
Joe.
We'll be getting ready to fool around, and she'll turn the light on and like look at my hands. And be like,
if you're gonna put those hands inside
exactly.
of me, I want to make sure that they're
exactly.
yeah.
And she'll look at him and be like, she's like, oh, I guess they're fine. And then she'll turn the light out, and then I'll spend the next 5 minutes in the dark defending my case that it's not shit.
She believes there's shit under your fingernails.
She
still dates. She wants to move in with you. She wants to get a closer look to see your shit.
Guys,
she wants to see like, hey.
I've been telling you guys for years. I don't.
How's
know
this motherfucker
she...
wipe his ass?
Right. I she's don't... like, I'm gonna fucking have
with
to move in
mouth.
With him to find out. Yeah. How do you wipe yours, dickhead?
I go down like I'm gonna suck my dick, and I just put my tongue up there and I lash out all the follicles.
Like
man.
A dog.
Oh, you guys...
just wipe it on the carpet.
Right.
No,
that's
you...
why you wipe it on the carpet and
you
lick it up.
Fucking animals.
Guys, I'm going to let you in a little... Here's what I do. All right? I'm going to let you guys in a little secret.
All right.
You lift the seat up.
Okay.
And put your butt down as far as you can to the water. Just flush.
It's a Kentucky bidet.
After you flush a Kentucky bidet.
It's pretty good.
After you flush the shit water, of course, don't flush it with a turd in there. It's going to slap a turd all on your butt. You flush the shit
you
down
have
the
a
toilet.
Circle drawn in turd.
You flush the shit down the toilet. You let it fill back up with water. Here's another trick.
You know, do you really do this?
Shut up. You know,
do you really do this?
Shut up.
Pat, answer me this question.
No, I don't really.
Yes, you do. I can tell by the way you answered that.
I don't really do this.
This motherfucker puts his asshole in toilet water. You really do that.
This isn't really how I shit.
You fucking animal.
Really
you're an animal. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's broke Nick's chair. I'm glad he's on the floor laughing, else he's going to be mad.
This isn't really what I do.
What the fuck is going on?
It's not really what I do.
I'm going to stand up and podcast.
It's not really what I do.
I'm going to move this chair.
It's not really what I do.
Oh.
But for real, here's what
I've
you
gained
do.
A lot of weight last week, apparently.
You
I
take
just...
a shit. Oh. You flush it, right? You let
push
the toilet...
back together.
Listen!
I'm pushing a chair. I'm building a chair over here.
No, here's what I do.
This one has to be up against the wall if you're going to use it. Hello, guys.
You fill it. Right. You
do you, do you
I'm
really
about
do
to
this?
Change
shut up.
Your life.
No, you've just changed my perspective on you. That's all you've done.
You get 2,000, the little blue cubes. You drop it in the top of your toilet, the tank of the toilet.
Right.
So when you take a dump, it cleans your toilet also. All right? So what you do is you take a shit, you flush it. The blue water.
I mean,
do
you know too much about this to
it's
have not
clean.
Been doing this
it's
your entire
clean
life?
Blue water. Dude. So then what you do, right?
We got to go out on a high note.
No. Let me explain this and we'll be done. What you do is you take.
We gotta go. This is a very low note for you, Pat.
Someone say it's a brown note. Hey, wow. You flush the shit down the toilet.
Fuck.
All right. The clean water from the 2000 flush comes back up, fills the toilet up. You put your butthole in that water. You flush again. And you just let you get the chemical clean on your ring piece.
Do you really do this?
I don't really do this.
I believe that you do. There's no way you don't really fucking do this.
Kenny doesn't know how comedy works. I don't really fucking do this.
I don't think you know how comedy works.
No,
you don't tell real life scenarios.
No, because me and Nick, no, I will wipe my ass to the point where like there's no oils, which is why I have an itchy asshole.
Oh, I've seen your asshole.
I wipe my
asshole. Let me see your asshole.
Don't.
It's your face.
Don't. He'll do
it's
it.
It's not worth it.
Don't. He'll do it.
I know he will. That's what I'm saying.
He'll do it.
Let's see it.
He'll do it.
Dude, no.
If you ask him not
to,
he'll do it. It's going to happen
regardless. I don't
want to
do it. It's been, guys, look, I got accidentally drunk last night, ate a bunch of salt chips and salsa. It's bad. It's
but I thought you said
there.
You wipe it to the fucking.
He
I do,
aggressively
but I'm,
like
shows
Mr.
his
Clean
asshole.
Crawls out of your fucking butthole,
but
Kenny.
It's all oily from the hemorrhoid.
One time,
I've been
one time,
dude, in the boat in the toilet is fucking living. What'd you do?
I just hit my foot. One time, I asked not to see his asshole, and he yells at me, Nick. We were living together, Nick. I go to the bath. No, I walk to the bathroom where he is because I hear his voice because I'm concerned because he's my friend, was my friend. And he's got.
I like that.
He's got.
Everybody's on thin ice with me. You're all on call.
Both of his feet up on the door frame and his asshole exposed. And
is he
says,
covering his dick and balls?
No.
No.
And he said, maybe.
Look
I don't
how
remember.
Embarrassed he is. Look at his eyes.
I'm
so,
and he says,
I'm watching this guy.
You look very sad.
I can't
no,
remember.
I just
what did you say to me?
My life,
is right? This normal
no,
or.
Is this a hemorrhoid?
Is this a hemorrhoid?
Oh, I remember the hemorrhoids, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shows me his asshole aggressively.
Mm-hmm. Aggressively.
Aggressively.
He went until I was in bed and he started twerking his naked ass.
This man
ass
loves
over me.
To show his asshole.
I'm not doing it right now because my asshole's covered in hemorrhoid medicine because I've been having really bad shits and my burns real bad.
Could be hemorrhoids.
Nick also accused
me
of having an eating disorder because I took laxatives after I ate a whole pizza.
That's bulimia.
Would hemorrhoids be hermaphrodite roids, though? You'd have both of them.
What's your pronoun, Kenny?
You're going to have to expound on that a little bit.
Hmm? Yeah,
I just don't want to assume your gender. Are you like astral gender?
I don't even know what any of that means.
You don't know about this?
Oh, I know that cisgender is like...
Yeah. Are you cisgendered?
I don't know what that means, though. I've heard
that means
that
like
one.
You're like a...
Sister.
It's hard to not say normal.
You're the gender...
At this point,
everything's normal,
at
Kenny.
This point,
outliers are normal.
That's true.
Oh my God.
My pronoun is Your Highness, just so you guys know.
I'm not going to call you that.
Today, I'm a king.
Are you high today?
King of the dickheads.
King of all dicks.
Oh, my God. I think we're good.
I broke Nick's chair. I think I put it back in place. Nick was on the floor laughing.
That's all right. I'll buy another one.
Fucking money bag. Scrooge McDuck over here.
Dollars.
Huh?
With dollars.
With
fake
how many
dollars?
With fake fucking numbers in your bank.
It's a $130 chair, just so you know.
Now
are you
it's shit.
Serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
No, I think I put it back together fine. You just like
dude,
don't give it hell.
Shoes are like action figures. You're just assuming they're worth. I don't know.
No, seriously, they're $130.
Only
shoes.
They're only $130.
They're pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
They're only that much because they convince you to pay that much for them.
But
nothing
you can
no. I paid $30 for them.
Oh, okay. Nothing's worth anything, is what I'm saying.
But they're $130.
Nothing is
shoes.
Worth anything. What if we went to the barter system?
I'd do that with action figures.
Yeah.
I do that with pussy.
I do pussy figures.
Nick trades his pussy for other pussy.
Yes.
All right,
we never got to 10 trivia questions.
Do you want to do the 10 trivia questions?
I feel like we might do a couple more.
Let's do a couple more trivia. Fuck it.
It's only 12:30.
God, I got a whole day job application and listening to records to do. That's what I'm doing today. Not because I'm not grateful, Kenny. That's not what this is about.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Keep going.
Oh, I don't care. Do whatever you want to. 1 week without me and Pat's fucking quitting.
No, it's a lot of people that I work with are leaving, and now I'm afraid my job won't be.
Are they really?
I can't confirm or deny those allegations, but
we'll
it
talk.
Looks like, yeah.
We'll talk. A lot happened in a week.
A lot did happen.
What you're telling me is I take vacation for a week and people fucking leave.
You leave for a week, and I start to watch everyone start to fall apart, while I just sat there and was just kind of like, all right, to the point where, like, I'm thinking that if I stick around long enough, I might just get end up being in charge over there. So,
dude, that's the best time to fuck.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm sticking around a little bit because I think that might be what's happening.
Dude, that's the best because, yeah, you can fucking move up so quick.
It looks
we
like.
We can edit this out too. We can just talk. And, I mean, if you don't want this in here, I don't care one way or the other.
No, I don't give a shit one way or the other, but it just seems like there's a lot of people who are looking to do a lot of things. And I'm just sitting there going, well, I could watch this fall apart and try to take advantage of the situation, which is what I think I might do.
Yeah. So, that's what I would do. I watched it fall apart once. And moved up real quick. Afterwards.
That's what I think is going to happen. That's what I'm going to end up having to do.
Same things happened at my job.
Is it?
Kind of. A bunch of people are retiring. Like a bunch.
Really?
Like all the the CFO.
Sure.
Plant manager. So you're going to be you'll be wind up getting in a job that you can keep for fucking 40 years. Then
maybe
that'd be awesome.
My goal eventually is to I honestly sincerely would like to be the CEO of the company one day.
Really? Dang, dream big there, Hoss.
Yeah, it's the magic of thinking big. Why the fuck not?
I don't see why you wouldn't. So, speaking like of that. CEO, if you're in your CEO interview and they ask you question number 7.
Ooh, here we go.
This is pass or fail. This will get you the CEO job.
I have had trivia come up in interviews before.
Have you really?
No.
It's like, that's weird. I'm going to start using that.
Yeah, actually. Nick works at the liar store.
Womp, 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 womp. This is going to be a pass or fail, CEO or no CEO. Pat's racing with you. Pat wants that CEO job as well.
I don't really care for it. I don't really
Pat, shut
it.
The fuck up. You came to the interview.
I'm here for a paycheck.
What is the capital city of Spain?
Barcelona.
Looks like you're waiting tables.
Sweet. Life imitates art, I guess.
Madrid.
Nick's the CEO.
Woo!
Ow!
Yeah.
All right.
Nick looked at my tits. Now I'm in charge. That's how business works.
All right, tits. What's the world's longest river?
The Nile or the
God
Mississippi?
God damn, you answer so quick with such confidence, and it's wrong twice.
Is it the Yangtze?
Nick, do you want to feel
Amazon?
This one?
There you go.
Oh, why am I so good
There's
at this?
There's not even any point in asking anymore. Nick's going to win, Pat.
Not with that attitude.
All right. This is question 9 here.
Can this be worth 30 points? Because then I might have a chance.
So smart, it makes me cum.
It's gross. It's a gross thing you just said.
What ingredient in fresh milk is eventually devoured by bacteria, causing the sour
Lactose.
Taste?
I didn't even get to answer.
Nick didn't let the question finish.
I know, that's the rule.
He's
God,
so excited.
Damn,
so excited.
I want to fuck
me. Wasn't the rule you have to let the question finish?
It is.
I'll let it go and chime in with lactose. I know that because I'm allergic to it. So that's a 30 point.
So here is a 10 point question for question number 10.
I already have 30 points.
Everybody's in the game.
I have 30 points.
For what?
For that last question was worth 30 points.
No, it wasn't.
Listen to the tape. They're 30 points.
I'm the quiz master. Is that a quiz? Is that a thing?
I mean, you can give yourself unnecessary titles all you want.
I'd fucking win, all right? I win because I know all the answers because they're right fucking here. This one's worth...
What is this, Big Daddy? I play a game called I Win.
I did get one wrong.
Frankenstein. You did, but that's okay. That's okay. It's worth 10 points. So whoever gets this, I think you've got 9 points. And I think you've got 0.
No, I have one. I have 1 point from earlier. I have 31 points.
All right. Which 4 British cities have underground rail systems? This is a true 10-pointer.
I don't know.
British cities that have underground rail systems.
Can I go ahead? 4? Can I try it?
I can't name 4 British cities.
You don't have to try it. You do have to try it.
Can I try?
Yes.
London.
There's one.
Manchester. Birmingham.
Not places in Alabama.
Montgomery. Has anyone tried?
The Chattahoochee.
Greenbow. Greenbow. Mobile.
All right, so you got one of 4. You're 25% of the way there.
Right. Is Edinburgh? No, Edinburgh is Scotland. British cities. London?
You've already said that.
Africa.
Okay. The Queen's House?
That's not a good one.
Is that in London?
That's in Saskatchewan.
All right, so London. British cities.
British titties.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Do you know they've, on average, they have...
he doesn't know, but
larger...
he'll fill it up with something else, doesn't he? You see how this works?
They have the biggest tits in the world.
British people
the
do.
British.
Naturally, yeah.
On average.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. In Africa...
again.
Africa,
I'm very confident.
Africa has the longest, flattest titties in the world.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. Are we good?
No, you got three more.
I don't know.
We're gonna drag this podcast out to three hours.
Liverpool.
There's one.
So London, two. Liverpool. Nick, shut up.
So far, we're 5 points and 5 points.
I'm just thinking the soccer teams at this point. Middlewich?
No.
Leicester?
No. One's a beer and one's a city in Kentucky.
Guinness.
Lexington.
Jesus.
Franklin.
Y'all motherfuckers are terrible at this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know a lot about the fucking British railways. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
What
fuck
are you
me
doing
for
with
thinking.
Your life?
Yeah.
You've actually been there, though.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
A city in Kentucky and a beer.
London.
London is a city in Kentucky, but we've already said London three times.
Paris.
Paris is not in England.
Paris is in France, you dummy. let's see.
Paris is in Kentucky.
Manchester.
Though. I said Manchester.
Then it was wrong then.
Yeah, it's wrong now.
It's still wrong.
So we got London, Liverpool.
Beer and city. Beer and city.
Sierra Nevada.
Yes.
Nevada's not in England. It's America.
Sierra Nevada British Railway System.
I don't drink a lot of... cucumber. I'm just naming
it. That's actually the name of the city.
Table.
What's it start with?
Chair.
It starts with a
room.
G.
Globe.
And it starts with an N.
What?
Guinness?
Starts with a G and ends and starts with a G and starts with an N?
Because you only guessed two of them. There's still two left, Pat.
No.
Nagasaki.
Nugget?
Nugget Slacky. Starts with an N.
Never, never.
What's the next?
The beer. The beer starts with an N. The city starts with a G.
Nestle
chocolate beer. Delicious.
I'd probably drink it.
Question 10 brought to
Norfolk.
You by Nestle's chocolate beer. I'm doing an advertisement.
Neverland?
Neverland. Norfolk? No, folks.
What if Captain Hook was the hero of that story? That's a funny joke.
Of the British Railway?
No. What if Captain Hook was just tired of Peter Pan kidnapping all those kids? And fucking them. It starts with an N and a G? How does that even fucking work?
There's two
okay.
answers.
All right.
Two more answers. One starts with an N, also beer name. One starts with a G, also a city in Kentucky.
Guthrie.
God damn, you're bad at this game.
Green,
did you know Guthrie?
Greensboro.
Glexington.
Glastonbury.
God, you were so close.
Glastonbury?
No, the wrong way.
Greenberg.
We're losing so many listeners.
Glasgow.
There we go. Okay.
Glasgow.
So my three that I'm going to give you are Glasgow and Glasgow. London.
You have to give me four. There's a beer name that
and
starts
Liverpool
with an N.
Starts with an N.
Beer.
Natty Light.
Newcastle.
Yes.
I named three. Newcastle. He only named one. I get the 30 points. I'm
he
the champion.
He named Glasgow.
Yeah, he named one.
I named Glasgow
two.
And I named, Liverpool.
No, he didn't.
So that's
so
five
Pat,
points.
You still lose.
Nope.
So all that was for nothing. So you can actually edit that out of the podcast because that was for nothing. I gave you everything.
Hold on a second, if you guys could. Hold on 1 second. Someone's in. I won. Thanks, Kenny. So now we have that as an edit point. So looks like I won the trivia contest.
I can't help it. I'm smart.
So crazy.
Wes just texted us that next week. I'm
bringing
Monopoly
Junior. I just got that text message.
Oh,
fucking
shit.
Oh, man.
Shit.
All right, we're good. Let's fucking let's see.
All right, remember, guys, seriously. 5-star reviews, put anything on there. We will read it on the air.
Joe, send us as lengthy of an email as you'd like.
Yes, Joe, we're going to compile and make a book out of them. We're taking all the proceeds because I'm changing that paragraph structure.
And we're donating them to our bank accounts.
Yes, it's going to be in our imaginary bank accounts.
The money, because money means nothing.
Yes.
That's right.
Money means nothing. Trump for president. What else we got? TB Cool, at TB Cool Pack.
Patcast
at TV Cool Podcast on Twitter.
I'd listen to a fucking Patcast.
Follow us on iTunes, please. Please leave 5-star ratings and reviews.
Seriously, do that. We want to read some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Next time you see us,
leave
where
the
are we
reviews
be?
And don't even leave a review of the show. Just review your just sex.
Review
favorite.
Anything.
Yeah. Review your face.
Get in there and just give us 5 stars, but then review the last TV show you saw. Tell us how you
yeah, that'd be great. I would read that.
Yeah, especially if it's about Big Brother. Kenny will love to talk about
I
Big
love
Brother.
Talking
Corey
about Big
and
Brother.
Sean.
What? Yeah.
Stop being friends.
Yeah, what's your favorite Boy Meets World episode?
Oh, it's
know.
Definitely the one where Corey and Sean stop being friends.
That was a rough one.
Dude, Topanga got hot.
Did she?
Everyone's
she,
like, Topanga put on like 20 pounds. I was like,
she's thicker than a motherfucker.
I haven't seen her in this new. Have you
Topanga,
watched
Topanga? More like wanna bang ya.
Wanna Topanga. Pat is now making the Degeneration X.
Bring it back, suck it.
Yeah.
Never fucking wet anywhere. I got two words for you two. Suck it!
Did you say it never went anywhere?
Yeah, I've always.
It was huge.
I've been doing
Oh, no, it never went away.
No.
I was like, that was huge. It went everywhere. Everybody was doing that.
I go everywhere when I get sucked it.
Sucked it.
When I
get sucked it.
You guys want to get sucked it? Hashtag get sucked it. Get sucked.
The way you do it just looks like you're fucking like straining the shit out and like you're brushing
the shit out, the white shit out the end of my big old cock.
It just doesn't seem natural coming from you.
Coming? It's like, yeah, it's really funny how like nobody.
You don't move your arms, you just move your shoulders. You're like, you look like you're fucking seasoned.
I don't take anything seriously to the point where like no one can look at me in a sexual way. You guys want to hear about how I make it? When I go.
When I give this.
Right, we're fucking done.
You looking to get sucked?
I think we've been done for 45 minutes.
Hashtag get sucked it. Start that. All right.
We're going to have to release this as one episode.
It is. It's got to be one episode.
Nobody's going to listen to either half of this.
Oh my God.
There's some crazy people out there.
This is the best part of my fucking week.
Holy Lord.
I'm trying to see how fast I can.
You look at your hand boning.
I call it slam boning. Hashtag slam boning. Hashtag get sucked it. Right, I'm done. I got fucking go home to job applications.
Holy shit. We can really do this for another hour. Do we want to see? Do we want to
no, I don't want to do this.
Well, they released a 6-hour podcast.
I got to eat. I'm starving.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So thanks for listening. Until next week, we'll be taking bubble baths with our pants on.
Back to the world, middle fingers in the air.
Be brave, born ugly, raised stupid.
He took Wes's. He took Wes's.
Someone's got to say
it. Got to do it for him.
That's true. Miss you, Wes.
Did nobody, you didn't even say
Fuck yeah.
I thought this was going to be the podcast.